And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Hey, all I want is a party down. Come along with me when I'm feeling wild. To be ever loving, true and fair. To run her fingers through my hair. Come along and be my
wife. It is The Savage Nation with the last word in talk radio. Welcome to the program. I can give you the phone number, which I'll do anyway. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. We are going to have an Obama-free night, although I mentioned the word Obama already twice in saying there would be an Obama-free night. It's now the third time I've mentioned the dirty word, so I'm going to say to you again, we're going to have an Obama-free night for the fourth time I've mentioned the word that I said I wouldn't mention. And that's because I am convinced that you are saturated with the O word. I myself can't take it. I see him, I turn the TV off. I see a Democrat hack, I turn the screen off. I see a Republican, I turn the screen off. I see a check pants drunk, I turn the screen off. I think I'm through with politics for a long while. Now, I can do other things. I do news, views, and reviews, which is yesterday I did a show on museums and snuff boxes from the court of Louis XIV and others, and I know many of you appreciated it, but it's a gamble, to be honest with you. It's a gamble. It is a gamble to tell you that, but I'm going to let you behind the curtain. I am telling you that the media itself, the medium itself, is in flux right now. So I'm going to talk about other things. One story that I pulled today that I was going to talk about in either case, even if, I almost said the word again, even if he, I'll say the word he instead of Obama. It's going to substitute for Obama the word he with a little h. Even if he were to declare the First Amendment null and void, I wouldn't say the O word tonight. I just can't do it. And that is because I'm slightly nauseous to begin with, because I overate at McDonald's for lunch out of anxiety. Yes, that's true. I wrote books on health for 30 years. I've watched my diet for 40 years. I take too many vitamins for 50 years. And I went to McDonald's anyway today in the sunny day out here on the West Coast. And I'll tell you in a minute what I ordered, because you'll never believe how a human being could eat all of that in one day. But it just shows you what anxiety can do to a person. I must admit my 10-pound dog devoured two hamburgers with no salt and pepper and no cheese without much trouble. Of course, he's rolled over on his side, unmoving in the studio right now. I was going to talk about germs in public places. I would rather talk about pathogens in restaurants and toilets and on lemon wedges than say the O word. I would rather talk about germs on restroom door handles than talk about the Democrats. And so I was going to do this story because I stumbled on it. I'm a bit of a germaphobe. I have been my whole life, which is why I'm still living. I'm a hand washer, thank God, because it makes sense, especially in this day and age, to be a hand washer. For years, people ridiculed hand washers as something to do with neurosis. But it's common sense hygiene. I'm the guy who goes to the bathroom in a restaurant. I'm not going to get graphic. It's not clownish for me to talk about this. It's a medical show. And I'm sure you're like me. You use your hip to open the door or your elbow as you're wiping with the paper. Many restaurants now have a bin outside the restroom so you can throw the hand wipe paper in. I mean, many people do. But have you discovered the fact that there are germ-harboring areas in restaurants, especially in this time of the flu? Listen, I don't care what you're doing out there. I don't care what your politics are. And I said this before. I wrote it in 1983 in my book on food fascism, which is that microbes do not discriminate. They don't care if you voted for him. They don't care if you're a devout communist who loves the poor. A germ is a germ is a germ, and you are going to get that germ no matter whether you're a good Democrat or a communist or even a good Republican or a decent religious person. So pay attention to what I'm going to say to you, because I can guarantee you that you don't know that you can touch as many 30 objects within a minute, including light switches, doorknobs, phone receivers, even remote controls, and get germs. But what about when you go out to dinner? What about grocery shopping? What about the doctor's office? Do you know where germs are most likely to lurk? Well, I'm going to tell you in a minute on the Savage Nation. But now I want to get to something else, which is this. I went to Barnes & Noble to buy magazines today. Maybe once a month I go and splurge on magazines, and I like to have them around. They relax me. They relax my mind. So I picked 6, 7, 8 magazines, and you know they're a pretty good reflection of my interests: car and driver, sports car market, Hemmings Motor News, Yachts International, and Power and Motor Yacht, and Flying Magazine. I feel like I'm 10 years old about to go on a train to Pennsylvania to visit the relatives. But I'm not. I'm simply telling you what my interests are. If you care to talk about any of those topics, the phone number here is 855-400-7282. Any topic is fair game, except I will not talk about Obama's appointments to an obscure labor board. I will not do it. What are you doing this cold, cold weekend on the East Coast? People cannot play golf in this weather. They can't play tennis in this weather. Of course, they could play tennis indoors, but it's a very cold, cold, cold weekend. Al Gore's lies have finally come back to haunt him. Global warming is over. Obama bashing is over. Gun grabbing is over. Feinstein ran into a stone wall because even Democrats from the Midwest won't vote for the gun grabber. Will not do it because it's over. So here's a question for you. If you could have any car, which car would it be and why? I'm going to try it. I want to see if people even care about cars anymore. I don't know how utilitarian America has become. I'm from another time. When I grew up, cars were something special. Today, people, I think, must still care about cars. I mean, Aston Martin has just come out with a Rapid S, which is like 250 to 230, whatever. All of the high-end cars are still being made. Corvette just sold a car for $1.2 million to the head of one of the racing forums. He wanted the number one, the serial number one on the new Corvette, which won't even be out until this summer. Here's a Bentley Continental GT Speed Convertible, 197 miles an hour with the top down. A 616-horsepower twin-turbocharged 12-cylinder engine. The only reason to buy cars like this is to spite liberals. Because when they see cars with V12s going by, they become apoplectic, which means they lick popsicles when they see you going. I know the word is apocalyptic. I just wanted to see if you were listening carefully. No, if you could have any car, which would it be? And here's another one for a lifestyle show on a Friday. If you could live anywhere on Earth and do anything you wanted to do for a living, let's say, where would you live and what would you do? You'd probably live in San Francisco and be a talk show host if you could do it. 1-855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. I'm taking a chance. I'm doing lifestyle. World's first 2014 Corvette sells for $1 million at auction. NASCAR team owner Rick Hendrick spent $1 million today on the first production 2014 Corvette Stingray. Blah, 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 blah. Barrett Jackson. I watched that at night on TV now, the Barrett Jackson auctions. You know, it's interesting to me to see what people are willing to pay for cars. And you ask, why? Why does a guy go to an auction like pay $89,000 for a 56 a Chevy or something? Why? I don't know. Maybe it reminds him of his youth. He takes it home. He has a cigar in it. I don't know what they do with those cars. They drive them once a month. I don't know. I have a 65 Caddy. I think I got to dump it. 19 feet, 6 inches. It's been used on stage at some of my events. And I don't know. I don't want it anymore. Once I thought I'd put it in a museum, a Savage. I'm never going to have a museum. I don't want a museum. I don't want a museum. There'll be no Savage Museum. All political talk is over. Palin dumped by Fox News today. Why? Dead ratings. Dead ratings. That was it. She came, she saw, and she dumped. And that was the end of it. So those are some of the questions that are on my mind. I'm getting car callers, as I knew I would. But I think it's interesting to ask yourself, if you could live anywhere on Earth, many of you dream about it, particularly now on the East Coast with the storms and the ice and the cold. Everyone's wishing to God they could be somewhere else. If you could live anywhere on Earth and do anything you wanted to do, where would you live and what would you do for a living? Don't give me a retirement thing because that's kind of boring. I can't conceive of retirement. I don't know what I would do in retirement. I have no idea. I have no idea why people want to retire, but okay, to each his own. Some do. The idea of an idle day is almost suicidal. The concept of suicide to me. To sit 24/7 to do nothing? How could you live like that? You have to do something with your life. You must do something. You are not put on the earth to idle away 24/7. Impossible. Okay, whatever. To each his own. I cannot retire. I never wanted to retire. I never conceptualized that I'd ever retire. What am I going to do? Golf? I don't golf. Tennis? I was an inner city kid. I never learned how to play tennis. skiing. I don't know. I mean, I love to watch people ski. I think it's a beautiful sport. I think it's gorgeous. But it's become, as of 30 years ago, it became a like going to Coney Island on a Ferris wheel. The waiting online and the tickets and the this and the morons with the ski-doos and the noise and the sound. I mean, if you love it, you love it. A lot of young guys love snowboarding. I'm not going to knock it. It's very exhilarating. But the crowds, you know, they get to me. I mean, the age of the Playboy Bunny with the ski lodge and the Alpine and Davos and the fondue is long over. You know what I mean? The ermine coat on the floor next to the fireplace in the lodge is about as attractive as Hugh Hefner's abs. 855-400-7282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, welcome to 2013. This is year five of trillion-dollar deficits. Year five of negative interest rates. Year five of the Fed trying to pump up an economy while politicians stab it to death with higher taxes and massive new regulations. This is absolutely insane. It's like watching a slow-motion wreck. We are not a crash dummy. For over a decade, I've offered you an option that has increased in value over five times since 2002. Gold, gold, gold. Politicians thrive on keeping Americans in a perpetual state of emergency and fear. Not me. I'm informed. I'm reading The Great Debasement by Craig Smith for peace of mind. So protect your family. Get a free copy. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for the simple truth. Get a free copy of the book. Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN. Why don't you let me, Michael Savage, and Swiss America help you before these idiots in Washington destroy our children's future? Call 800-289-2646. Don't be a crash dummy.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Here's a vote. Traffic troubles lower deck of the Bay Bridge. Now, before you get to the island, new crash. Center lane is blocked. Traffic northbound 101 slows at 280, and it really turns bumper to bumper once you're onto eastbound 80, leaving 101 onto the bridge. Upper deck slow from the incline into San Francisco as well. Eastbound 92, earlier crash at Asbury and cleared. Traffic backed up onto the causeway, however. Northbound 101 slow from Woodside Road up to Highway 92. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO has your chance to win tickets to see Leonard Cohen. In response to overwhelming fan demand, the magnetic and inimitable Leonard Cohen's acclaimed Old Ideas World Tour has added a second North American leg, kicking off on March 2nd at the Paramount Theater in Oakland. To purchase tickets, visit AEGLive.com. And for more information and to win tickets to see Leonard Cohen, visit the contest page at KSFO.com.
If you need to lose weight and would like to get paid to do so, that's right. I said get paid to lose weight. Just listen to the following announcement. The makers of Raspberry Ketone Slim Weight Loss are looking for real testimonials from real people and will pay you per pound to meet or exceed your weight loss goal. Until now, the secrets of Raspberry Ketone's fat-burning power has limited promotion. But thanks to a prominent TV talk show doctor featuring Raspberry Ketone as a miracle fat burner, the secret is out. And now Raspberry Ketone Slim is available in convenient, easy-to-take drops. There are no expensive meals to buy or strenuous workouts to commit to. Simply take Ketone Slim before each meal and record your progress. Only the first 200 callers are guaranteed to be accepted into the program. So if you're serious about losing extra weight and want to earn extra cash for fitting into your skinny jeans again, call now.
Call 888-964-6780. Space is limited, so hurry and secure your spot today. 888-964-6780. Some conditions apply. 888-964-6780. 888-964-6780.
Here we have a rare treat. the keeper of the forest, as some have coined her, built to carry heavy loads long distances using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move one ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the last word in talk radio. Michael Savage with the A-Team. We got a little Coltrane for you playing My Favorite Things. My Favorite Things. And that's what we're talking about on the show tonight. I'd rather talk about germs and toilets than politics, to be honest with you. I can't take another minute of it. I don't think you care anyway. Look, the election's over. We know what we got. We know what we got. We know what we don't have. I mean, we have to just keep an eye on them. But basically, how much can you hear about it? I can't. So I went to something else. If you could have any car, what would it be and why? If you could live anywhere on Earth and do anything you wanted to do, where would you live and what would you do? That's all. We know global warming is the fraud it is over. Ask anyone in New York City if they believe in Al Gore's lies as he's laughing all the way to Riyadh. You know, whatever happened to the Fort Hood massacre? He killed 13, let's see, and wounded 30, 35, and he still hasn't come to trial because although he's a Muslim, he suddenly grew a beard. Yeah, I am fixated on the Fort Hood massacre. I am fixated on it, right. That came leaking through. I'm fixated on it. Why have they not tried him? Gun grabbing is over. Feinstein ran into a stone wall. So I bought Car and Driver, Sports Car Market, Hemmings News, Yachts International, Power and Motor Yacht, and Flying Magazine. That's the little boy within. It's that simple. And we're talking about the germaphobe within all of us, where the germs are found. I mean, restaurant menus. Would you have ever believed that? I never thought of that. I'm giving up. Okay, I'm swearing off Indian buffets. I'm never going again. It dawned on me while I was there the other day. Okay, a group of 5 to 7 illegal immigrants came in. God bless them. They need to eat in a buffet. I eat with the best people in America. But then when I got on the line behind them and their kids, I realized that I'm handling the same ladle that they were handling. And some of them were sniffling. So if he's sniffling my wife's nose, touches the ladle, dips it in the rice, and they... Kakamaka hooka puka puka. I touch the ladle. What? Then I grab a piece of the roti bread. That's it. Forget about it. No more buffets. I mean, it's common sense. But what about a restaurant menu? Have you ever seen anyone wash a menu? A study in the Journal of Medical Virology reported that cold and flu viruses can survive, listen to this, for 18 hours on hard surfaces. So if it's a busy restaurant, hundreds of people could be handling the menus and passing the germs on to you. So let me tell you what to do. Never let a menu touch your plate or silverware. And be sure to wash your hands after you place your order. You want to really become neurotic, go and do it. I mean, don't do it. Don't do it. But then when you wind up puking when you're home 3 days later with the new norovirus, don't say I didn't, alert you to it. I think that instead of having a food taster in the modern age we're in, we need a menu holder. We have to bring a personal assistant in to hold our menus for us. I mean, why do you think forks and knives were invented? I love people who eat raw food. They have no idea that the whole separation between civilization and the lack of civilization occurred with the advent of fire and cooking food. All you got to do is read your Claude Levi-Strauss from the 1950s to understand that. I didn't say don't eat a raw carrot once in a while, but if you're living purely on a pure raw food diet, you're doing yourself a big disservice. Get back to me when you're 75 and tell me how it worked out. Nevertheless, restaurant menus. Number two, would you believe this one? Lemon wedges. Protect yourself from germs at public places. Lemon wedges. According to a study in the Journal of Environmental Health, 70% of the lemon wedges that are placed on the rims of restaurant glasses contain disease-causing germs. When the researchers ordered drinks at 21 different restaurants, they found 25 different microorganisms lingering on the 76 lemons they secured, including E. coli and other fecal bacteria. So the next time you order a cocktail, tell them you don't want any fruit. Have you ever watched bartenders take a piece of lemon and throw it in your Diet Coke or even into your drink? Where do you know? I mean, do you know where his hand was that night? Do you know where his hand was the 2 minutes before that? So I think it's important. I mean, it's funny. It's a little shocking. But I think I'm doing a public service for you on the show in addition to talking about cars. Maybe you don't want to talk about it. I would rather talk about germs than Democrats personally. Steve on KSFO, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, Dr. Savage, what do you do about germs and bacteria that are in your household water when you're taking a bath or a shower?
Why should there be germs in your household water if it's chlorinated?
Well, they got a lot of fluoride running through the pipes nowadays in the water systems. And there are bacteria, and there's all kinds of things running through the sewer systems that we think are...
You're mixing up sewage with...
Well, I mean, the waterways, you know.
Are you mixing up sewage with a shower? Shower water?
Yes.
But why are you mixing up sewage water with shower water? They're not running sewage water into your shower pipe.
Well, no, not sewage water into the shower pipe. I'm just talking about the galvanized and PVC water, the main water. There are a lot of bacteria and germs in that water coming out through your shower head when you're taking a bath.
How do you know that for a fact?
Because I've heard it. You know,
it doesn't make sense to me since most municipal water is chlorinated for good reason.
Look into it, Dr. Savage. Look into
it. Okay, I'll look into it, but I think you ought to use common sense. I don't believe they'd be running water laden with E. coli or coliform bacteria into a shower head. Who would put out a thing? I mean, I think that that's nonsense, frankly. But I'll look into it. If you could have any car on Earth, what would it be and why? If you could live anywhere on Earth, where would you live and why? These are good questions. It's the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere.
Savage.
Futures trading involves substantial risk.
Hi, everyone. I'm Larry Levin, president of Trading Advantage. You may have seen me being interviewed on the financial networks. I'm on there a lot talking about the markets. My company is the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. My office is right here in the Chicago Board of Trade, and I've been on the floor for 22 years and ended up being one of the biggest traders in the S&P. Now I spend most of my time teaching people like you how to professionally day trade mini S&P futures. I actually wrote a book, How I Made $1.9 Million Trading in Only a Few Short Years. Now, I'm giving you one of my most successful trading techniques and my daily market report for free. Just leave me your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-914-5567, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily market report at no cost to you. Again, just leave me your email address on my voicemail at 800-914-5567. That's 800-914-5567.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Good afternoon, I'm Dave Fox, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Sunnyvale police say a student who said he saw a gunman on a middle school campus has taken back his story. The report led to the lockdown of three Sunnyvale schools for 2 hours. Apple has lost its position as the world's most valuable company, at least for now. That title now belongs to Exxon, which finished the week with a market cap of $5 billion more than Apple. Taking a look at the roadways, still tough getting out of San Francisco. Lower deck of the Bay Bridge had a crash blocking the middle lane before you got to the Treasure Island. Traffic backed up onto northbound 101 now from Highway 280. Eastbound 80, traffic getting better, but still look for slow-and-go conditions. Sluggish anyway, from the Maze out to Pinole Valley Road. Eastbound 92, recovering off the San Mateo Bridge, but look for heavy traffic to develop from about the middle of the bay as you head over to Highway 880. And northbound 680, slow out of the Sunol Grade from Durham to Andrade. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
It's just that one party has taken straight aim at the middle class. The Democrats live for more onerous regulation on businesses. That's irrelevant.
Michael said.
Of course the Republicans are for big business, but the Democrats are for big business. It's big business that runs the country. So what's wrong with big business?
Without big business, there'd be no big country.
So let's stop being fools about it. We're no longer making buggy whips and Swiss cheese in our backyard.
The Savage Nation. Weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Wow, what are you eating?
A cream puff.
Cash Call loves cream puffs, too. A cream puff is a refinance where the borrower and the property are very qualified. Great credit, low loan-to-value, no subordinate financing, etc. A loan that can fly through Cash Call's system in about 2 weeks. If your mortgage is a cream puff, we have a special deal for you. Cash Call will refinance you into a 15-year fixed at 2.625% rate and APR with no closing costs of any kind. Cash Call's 15-year rates have never been this low, and we have never seen another company lower, ever. 2.625% rate and APR at 866-590-CASH. So if your loan is a cream puff and your 15-year rate is above 2.625%, give us a call, even if you refinanced last year.
Must own no other properties, no self-employment. Otherwise, higher rate will apply. Credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporations, California Finance Lenders Law License. NMLS 38512.
15-year fixed at 2.625% rate and APR, no closing costs? I'm making the cash call at 866-590-CASH for a cream puff deal now.
It's a simple message. Get there safely.
I'm San Francisco Police Chief Greg Sir. I'm here today to tell you, always cross streets at intersections and mark crosswalks. Please do not jaywalk. More than 1,700 pedestrians are hit by vehicles each year on San Francisco streets. Look both ways before you step from the curb. When pedestrian signals are present, begin crossing only on the walk signal. And please, don't walk and text at the same time.
A public service of the San Francisco Police Department and this Cumulus radio station.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035. 8035.
Now here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560. KSFO.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation this Friday. Cold on the East Coast. It's actually beautiful in California. We have a little rain tomorrow, but boy, it was beautiful today. Almost summery, would you believe it? So warm weather's on the way east in the next 3 days. I know you don't believe it, but you know how the prevailing winds will take it there. But generally, unless it blows off north and we get another Arctic blast, very cold. So people are in tonight. Either they're listening to radio, God knows what they're doing. And I'm doing something different than I normally do. I'm talking about anything except the O word. If you could have any car, which would it be and why? If you could live anywhere on earth and do anything you wanted to do for a living, what would you do? Global warming is over. There's nobody on the East Coast who believes in it anymore except the solar gonoffs, except the people who are cashing in on the Solar Express. Gun grabbing is over. Feinstein hit a stone wall because the Democrats in the Midwest have said, niet, no, get away from us. We're not doing it. We won't get reelected. We don't live in San Francisco or New York, so we're not going for it. So she's finished on that one. So, I mean, in a way, things have a way of balancing themselves out at the end of the day. We live in a great country with checks and balances, and you just have to keep your eye on the dictator, that's all. Now, that brings us back to political talk in talk radio. I've been on the radio since 1994. I have to tell you that the medium has changed so drastically after this election that only the feeble would not understand that. I will not say categorically that all political talk is over. I wouldn't say that. But the level of political talk that people are used to is over, because nobody wants to hear it anymore except I would say a small percentage of diehards. But then you start to sound like one of the, you know, whatever those stations are. Like here on the West Coast, we have a commie station, a so-called public radio, day and night propaganda, day and night anti-American lies. KPFA in Berkeley, day and night. All you hear, day and night, anti-American drivel, Communist Party USA, lies. It was who listens to it? No one. Marginal audience. So for Major League, big band, AM radio, to fall into the trap of doing the same thing on the other side of the aisle means they've marginalized. They're going to marginalize themselves and put themselves out of business. You can't go there. So, you know, it leads me to think, and I'm going to share this with you and ask you a question, interestingly enough. Before talk radio became almost all political, which happened somewhere after the Fairness Doctrine was eliminated, and people started to, you know, really go heavy at it, what the heck was talk radio like in the 1960s? I mean, you had guys on the air in the 60s. They think I listened to them. They always compare me with somebody. I never heard him. My father heard listen to talk radio. I didn't know. I think he listened to Bob in New York on ABC. But who else was on the air in the 50s, 60s in talk radio? I don't know. I never listened to it. If I heard an old man talking about politics, like when I was a youngster driving around New York going to a dance or whatever, who cared about politics? They were all old guys. I knew they were all crooks. If you ask me anything about politics, all I saw were people with false smiles, with bad suits and dentures who were robbing the public as fast as they could. It didn't matter to me what the side of the aisle they were on. Who knew? All about the same. That's how it all looked to me. So have things changed? What do I know? There must be some honest men, but as Jesus said, if there's an honest man amongst you, you know, please stand up. Or something along those lines. Or, you know, he who lives in glass houses should not throw stones, or whatever you want to say about it. There's a limit. So I'd rather talk about germs than the O word. So we've already showed you that you can get a restaurant menu, you can get a flu virus. A lemon wedge, don't get one. Now here's another one for you to be paranoid about this weekend. How about condiment containers? Are you ready for this one? A PhD and germ specialist at the University of Arizona studied ketchup squirt bottles. And whoever touched a squirt bottle in a restaurant before you, let's say he had a runny nose. It's on the squirt bottle. It's on your finger. It's in your nose and eyes. That's all. So what are you going to do about that one? Look, I mean, you can carry this to an extreme and stay home and become like Howard Hughes with the black fingernails, too. But there must be a way to do it. You do it like I do. You take a napkin, you put it around the squirter, and you squirt. And no one has to see you. It's not embarrassing. Okay, if you're young and dating, you're not going to do that. Guys would rather risk getting leprosy than show any sign of being nervous like this. I know that. They would rather risk getting leprosy from a container than showing a girl that they're afraid of a squirt bottle. That's the beauty of not being on the dating scene. How about... Here's another one. Well, everyone knows about grocery carts, right? The handles of almost two-thirds of the shopping carts tested in 2000 were contaminated with, you ready for this? It's disgusting, fecal bacteria. Ugh. In fact, the bacterial counts of the shopping cart handles exceeded those of the average public restroom. So, yeah, I mean, the next time you go to a supermarket and you're wheeling around the supermarket, I would suggest that you know, they do have, the supermarkets now have the wipes. Some of them even have gloves. One other little hint in the supermarkets, if you're a cheapskate, the free food samples they give out, like a little pieces of cheese or a little pork sausage, communal hand to germ mouth zone. Like the toothpick may be in it, but it's open to the air, right? How about airplane bathrooms? I forget about it. It's worth constipation to fly 7 hours and not go in one of those places. When microbiologist Charles Gerber tested for microbes in the bathrooms of commercial jets, he found surfaces in those bathrooms from doorknobs to toilets, doorknobs to faucets, infested with E. coli. And that's one of the reasons many people get sick after traveling by airplane. So that's a tough one. So what's the answer? Well, you have to use a restroom, clean your hands thoroughly with a sanitizer, after you leave the restroom, and don't directly touch any of the surfaces when you're in there. I mean, there's a way to... Finally, if you really want to get thinking about this, and it's not a bad topic, actually. How about doctor's offices? How can you go to a doctor's office and not get sick? You touch a book, a magazine, you bring children there and they play with toys, you're going to get a virus or you're going to get a bacterium. So what are you going to do? Well, in the waiting room, try to leave at least 2 to 3 chairs between you and the other patients. Or go there, I don't know, after hours. So, you know, it's a rough situation unless you're a president or a member of the Congress who gets special care on how to avoid it. Now, I'll tell you what else I'd like to do today. Since we've sailed through the first 45 minutes of the first hour on the Savage Nation, every line is sold out. Because, look, it's an interesting topic. The thing is this. I've also done the Ask Dr. Savage thing, the lifestyle question. If you have questions that maybe I can answer, and I get a lot of these. These are very good. In fact, it may be my next incarnation in talk radio, which is to just be Doc Savage and answer questions, personal questions, because they're actually very interesting for talk radio. Remember we had the guy who had a girlfriend in Paris, and he had a baby with her. He didn't know whether to bring her here, and she turned out to be a nut. That was a great caller. Everyone keeps emailing me about that one. So 855-400-SAVAGE, unfortunately, you can't get through because I got tons of other callers on the topics I've already started. Let's go right to them. Frank in Philadelphia, welcome to the program. Thanks for listening to me on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Your question, well, I have a car that I'd love to have again. It was a 62 Corvette, and I had that when I was in high school.
You had one in high school, so you were a rich kid.
Actually, no. I did what you're supposed to do. You know, I went out and worked, and I wanted something, so I worked for it, and I went out and bought it.
Okay, what would a 62 Corvette bring today?
About 200.
Nope. I got good news for you. Here's one for $85,000 in Hemmings Motor News.
Really? I paid
Here, 1962, frame-off restoration, matching numbers, you know, the whole deal, everything new or rebuilt, blah, 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 $85,000 with both tops,
yeah,
right?
And I had both tops, so I would have a car that's worth $85,000 right now.
Here's another one, 62 Corvette Roadster, correctly restored Honduras maroon, black vinyl interior, blah, 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 matching numbers. Four-speed tranny, 3,000 miles since restoration, show-winning Corvette, Arizona, price $69,500.
Where's this? Where are you finding these?
Oh, it's the Bible of cars, Hemmings Motor News. How could you go to the bathroom without one?
Oh, okay, I agree.
You go get your Hemmings Motor News, and you get a magnifying glass, and you enjoy yourself. Hey, I'm sending you a copy of my new novel, if you can name it. That's the new. Do you know the name of the new novel? No, he's gone already. Okay. Okay, here's the game. When I say to you, if you name it, you game it. Meaning, if you got to name my novel, you got to name the new novel that's coming out in 3 weeks because I really love it. I want you to love it. I'll give you a hint. It's called A Time for War. So when you get on the air, if I say you name it, you gain it. What's the name of my new novel? You get a free copy sent out to you. I don't sell books on the show. I don't sell floor mats. I do not sell back room passes. I do not sell Savage toupees. I do not sell Savage socks, shoes, underwear. The marketing side of my show is at a very minimal. I don't want to sell anything on the show. I hate it. Can't stand it. I just want to talk. I want you to talk. I want to have a good time. Right? It's as simple as I have sponsors. That's the ads. I don't want to sell you anything. Pennsylvania, Bob, you're on the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, it's an honor, sir.
Okay, I don't honor. It's what I do for a living, but thank you for joining the show.
Thank you, sir. Just like you, I'd rather talk about germs than the germ we have in the White House right now, that guy. My question is I work in hospitals across the country. Pretty soon I'm going to be flying out to California to argue with Bay Area liberals. But I saw a lady yesterday leaving the hospital, and she turned around and she put her back on the door handle to open the door, and I held it for her like a gentleman. And she, pardon me, I just don't want to get the flu. And I'm thinking to myself, if said flu is on the door handle and it touches the back of your jacket, and then you sit in your car and you put your jacket up in your house, aren't those germs all over your car, all over your house? Like,
you know, it's a great question. I once had this argument with a friend of mine. At the time, he was a friend who became a doctor. Because he would come back from the hospital when he was an intern, and he wouldn't take his shoes off, and he'd walk into my house, and I had young children. And I said, leave your damn shoes outside my house. And he said, oh, you're crazy. Germs don't live that long. He was wrong. They can survive. Look, viruses are very intelligent creatures, whether they have a soul, I doubt. But they survive hostile environments for quite a long period of time. So it's only common sense that the Japanese were that the Japanese followed this commonsensical practice of leaving their shoes outside the door. And I would suggest that as well. As far as the jacket goes, why not? Sure, I think you could transfer it that way.
Yeah. Well, you're a great guy. A buddy of mine just bought me a copy of Trickle Down Tyranny, and I cannot wait to listen to it. And thank you for everything you do, and have a great night.
Well, wait. Now, hold it. Roll the drums, boys. If you can name my new novel, you get a free copy. What's the name of it?
A Time for War.
Bay, we got a winner. Okay, stay on the line. We'll send it out. It'll be out in February. I'll start reading it again around February, which is next week, just so you can get ready. The ad's up on michaelsavage.com if you want to get a free download and check it out. It's really good. It's a time in the future when we're at war with secret plants of from China in the country. I know it's going to be very controversial because nobody wants to admit that that's a possibility. But all you got to do is read some of the Chinese generals who they say we're already at war with them. I mean, they own our economy. What do you mean we're not going to go to war with China? They own half our politicians, not going to go to war. It's like the Trojan horse is here already. Only it's a Trojan dragon, not a Trojan horse. Anyhow, I don't know. What do you want to talk about? I want a lifestyle question. Doug, give me a lifestyle question. Let's take a dream car and a dream job. Oh, I got a good one. John on WABC, dream job. What's your dream job, John? Dream with me.
Well, nice to talk to you. Actually, it would be to instruct hang glider pilots. I've been hang gliding for over 10 years, and it's probably the most amazing experience I've ever had. And the place that I tend to fly is down in Florida. If you want, I'll give you the name. But the guy that runs that place has the most amazing lifestyle that you could ever imagine.
But wait, it's a hang glider, but Florida has no cliffs.
Yeah.
What do they tell you?
Aerotowing, where they pull you up with an ultralight aircraft up to about 2,500 feet, and they do tandem instruction down there. They've flown, I mean, tens of thousands of student pilots up. And
I know. That's where Muhammad Atta got his training, down in Florida. Florida's very welcoming. It's a multicultural place. They trained Muhammad Atta how to fly planes in a simulator. How'd that work out for us? But how did you become a hang glider pilot?
Actually, my dad is a dentist, and he tried it and asked me just one time if I wanted to go, and I said, yeah, sure, and I've been doing it ever since.
But you had no fear of heights to begin with?
I'm not comfortable on ladders, but fear of heights is a lot different than fear of flying. If you don't get nervous by being in an airplane, I don't think you would have any problem with hang gliding either.
That's very interesting what you just said. That's a very interesting differential. Because many people, if you say, why don't you take up hang gliding? I'm afraid of heights. You know.
Yeah, it's tough.
What, you know, but you read about some pretty heavy-duty, accidents with hang gliding still, don't you?
It's actually a pretty safe sport. I mean, I also ride a motorcycle, and hang gliding is not nearly as dangerous as riding a motorcycle.
Oh, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. Motorcycles are very, very deadly. You know, I have to say this. I admire people who hang glide or do any of these extreme sports. I think it's beautiful to see the human being testing himself or herself to their limits. I love that, frankly. I try to do it mentally every day on the radio show. It's a kind of sport in its own way. And it's a challenge like any other sport by putting yourself out there and seeing how far you can go without crashing, to be honest, John. But how do you deal with the situation of people who have these machines? See, I have a house in Florida, which I don't go to much, and it's on the beach. There are guys who have these parasailing things, which are the most troublesome, noisy things ever invented. They're like flying leaf blowers. What are those all about? I'll be right back to take your answer.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, WiseFoodStorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with WiseFoodStorage.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Days of traffic, new crash coming in Fairfield eastbound 80 at Abernathy. Two cars, the middle lanes reportedly blocked. Traffic was slowing down at Abernathy, continuing out towards Travis Boulevard. Getting out of San Francisco earlier, crash on the lower deck is clear, but traffic is backed up northbound 101 from 280 onto the deck itself. In the South Bay, we've got slow traffic as you make the northbound 280 onto 10th Street. Looks like we've got an accident there. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Do you owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Call the experts with an A-plus rating with the BBV. Call U.S. Tax Shield right now at 1-800-489-3838.
For over 60,000 California foster children, nights can feel long and lonely when you're away from familiar faces and places.
I miss my sister.
I miss my old school.
I miss my room.
Even something as simple as a pair of warm pajamas can make the nights a little easier.
Sometimes I get scared. I can't sleep.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting pajamas for foster children big and small. Bring your gift of new pajamas, packaged socks, and underwear to any Sleep Train, and they'll be given to a local foster child in need. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
Pajamas are like a hug.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent.
But anyone can help a foster child.
Help a local foster child by bringing your gift of new pajamas to Sleep Train. Donate at any Sleep Train store or online at sleeptrain.com today.
Hey, Brian Sussman here, and a lot of people ask me where I buy my gold and silver from. Desert Gold Exchange. That's right, Desert Gold Exchange. Family owned and operated, a perfect rating with the Better Business Bureau, no complaints ever filed, and they are experts. They know the market oh so well. And the thing I really like is because they're family owned and operated, they treat you like a valuable customer, not a quick transaction. Better prices, lower commissions, fast delivery. Generally takes only 2 to 3 days to get your products. And by the way, if you're thinking of converting your IRA or 401k into gold, call Desert Gold Exchange right away. I'll give you the phone number in just a moment because they can help you through that process. Again, Desert Gold Exchange, 20 years of experience in the gold business. They're my dealer of choice, 888-852-4343. Call them today, 888-852-4343, online, desertgoldexchange.com.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. We are talking not about Democrats, but about microbes. And we're answering ourselves some weird questions. We're answering questions. If you could have any car, which would it be and why? If you could live anywhere on Earth and do anything you would for a living, where would it be and what? And a young man just called and said he'd like to be a hang glide instructor. He does that now, but he'd like to do it for a living, which is interesting. Why am I doing this? Because political talk is over for a while. Global warming is over. Obama bashing is dead. The Fort Hood massacre should be alive. We should be talking about that and nothing else till he's tried, convicted, and executed. Gun grabbing, it's over because Feinstein found that the Democrats won't go along with her on the vote because they come from gun-owning neighborhoods, you know, states, rather. So, in other words, you can do politics as I just did in around 3 seconds. And now get back to the important stuff like a 1965 Plymouth Barracuda. Or which car would you rather have, a Viper or a Vette ZR1? A Porsche Carrera 4S or a Bentley Cantouche? Maybe none of them. I don't know. Honda Accord is also good. The Fords are nice. How about the Mercedes SLS? That didn't take off. It looks just like the old Gullwing in the front. It's like a Queen Anne front and a Mary Anne behind, very much like the houses in San Francisco. It was a joke that a realtor told me when I first moved here. They're gorgeous in the front. He said, we call those a Queen Anne front and a Mary Anne behind. Because you go, the house looks gorgeous in the front, Queen Anne style, and behind it, it's just a clapboard house, right? That was like the Mercedes SLS that came out 2 years ago. Gorgeous in the front, but like stubby in the rear, like a drop-off. Cars, the rear of a car is very much like the rear of a person. If they don't get it just right, it's just not sexy. It doesn't grab the market. Isn't it odd how a car reflects human beings and humanity? You know, it was, by the way, Huxley wrote that after he took a mescaline, how he started laughing when he went out in the street and looked at a car, and he broke out in laughter, realizing that the automobile reflected man's inner self. So it's just something to think about. Okay?
Savage. Weather.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around 10 o'clock tonight. Put your bad rides up. Join me, ho. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes.
Why don't you go to a sock hop? Sop, hock, sop. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Sop, hock, whatever that is. With they still have them. You see the guys with the transfusion. It's sad in a way. I don't mind that people still go out dancing and they remember the music of their youth. It's just kind of sad to watch. They have it on like one of the obscure channels. The guy could barely move around. You know, it's years later. The transfusion tree is swinging. You can kill someone at a dance like that with the tree. What if the two glass bottles crashed into each other? There'd be some mess on the floor. Anyway, we're doing anything but talking about politics tonight. I would rather filibuster my own show than say, I said it again. That's the fifth time I accidentally said the O word today. It's an Obama-free zone tonight on the Savage Nation. The worst president in American history, the most divisive, the most devious, the most tyrannical. There, I got it out of my system. Now we can move on to more important things like germs in the toilet. Germs on restaurant menus, germs on ketchup bottles, things of that nature. Something that's important to you. Here in the Bay Area, by the way, the herring are back. No one eats them. They buy, they catch them and they take the roe out of them and send it to Japan for the sushi. There's something I don't like about that. The fish are back in just beyond belief. Thousands and thousands and thousands of birds looking to eat the herring. The herring are almost wiped out here.
But I was at a luncheon Wednesday in Sausalito right on the water, a hospital luncheon thing. And the fishing boats were going by. The sardine boats are back. After 4 years, when the sardine fishery almost collapsed, this is good news. The sardines have returned. And that is good because all of the other animals depend upon them in the food chain, the sea lions, the harbor seals, all the species of birds are descending upon the San Francisco Bay. I'm going to go out on the boat tomorrow. Hope that I don't really want to run into a flock of birds, but 12,000 birds on one little bay as the herring arrived en masse to lay and fertilize eggs. And then they take out the roe, and then they use the herring for animal food, which is crazy. I love herring, and you can't even get it in the Bay Area. There was a restaurant that used to serve them, 6 inches long, six-inch herring, grilled. They're fantastic food, wonderful omega-3 fish. You catch them in, they throw them into an animal feed. It's unbelievable to me. Why do they do that? Doesn't anyone eat real herring anymore? You can't find it. It's in a jar with, like, cream on it. It's disgusting. Salted to death. The birds are not stupid. They know what to eat. They've been doing it for millions of years. Millions of years. The herring can live up to 9 years. The dog lives 12, 13. The dog isn't moving right now, my dog. I fed him so many McDonald's burgers for lunch. I junked out today. I'm so fed up with politics. I was so anxiety-stricken by the evil one's machinations this week that I decided on Friday. I was in the car on the way to lunch with the dog. I got to tell you the story, then I'll take your calls. I swear I won't digress too long. And I had a choice. It was a nice sunny day, and I was torn between going and grabbing like a box lunch and eating on the water. I wanted to sit in Sausalito and watch the birds. Or I was going to stop in a Chinese restaurant that I know and have like something healthful, like brown rice and tofu. I gagged at the thought of the latter. I couldn't. One more healthful Asian meal, I thought I would regurgitate. I couldn't do it. So then it was like the devil and angel in me. On the right shoulder, there was the angel egging me on to have the healthful meal, saying, come on, you wrote books on it. You know it's good for you. You got to watch your cholesterol and colon cancer. Eat the brown rice, eat the tofu. The other side was, come on already. Your friend was just diagnosed with cancer. He's in chemo. Go to McDonald's. How long do you think you're going to live? So every once in a while, I do that. Well, we went to McDonald's. I went to the devil side of me. Waited online. Wasn't bad. Do they have it down? And so Teddy and I got him two hamburgers, no salt and pepper, no sauce with the buns. And I said, put those in one bag. Me, I did a surf, a turf, and a bird, all in one. I did a chicken, a grilled chicken, no sauce. Do you want it? I did. And then I had a fish burger, no cheese, no sauce. And then for the Whopper, I got the Angus burger with no cheese, no sauce, with lots of onions, to cover my bases. I eat a lot of onions anyway. And needless to say, it was astounding. I didn't know if I could do the show today as a result. The dog is laying around, as I say, looks like he's stuffed with cotton, unmoving. I hope he's living. Teddy? Yeah, okay, he turned and looked at me. He's in the studio now. I didn't know if he was still alive. It's 5 hours now. He hasn't moved from it. I don't do this much. It's poison. But I think you need to stress your body every once in a while and go off. You know what I mean? Off. You got to go jump the monastery wall, so to speak. And you could be a good citizen, and every once in a while, you have to jump the monastery wall, as they say. So I do it once in a while. That's all. So today we're talking about cars and planes and boats, because if you could have any car on Earth, which would it be? Then we've gone to lifestyle questions, because I specialize in that as the senior of talk radio. And since the man who does the last word in talk radio, I could do anything I want. No, the talk radio is going to be reinvented. You don't know this. In the next year, there's going to be a fallout like you never can believe. Everyone's going to have to reinvent themselves, and few are going to be able to do it. I'm very lucky because I have a very diverse background, a fairly rich life, and I actually go out into the streets. So I'm hoping that you're interested in museums. Look, what did I talk about yesterday? I went to the museum and I wound up talking about Louis XIV and snuff boxes. I thought it was an interesting show. People liked it. It was quite a change. And today I'm talking about cars and boats and planes and germs and grocery carts, soap dispensers, airplane bathrooms, doctor's offices, ketchup bottles in restaurants, lemon wedges. I always felt bad, like if I'd order a drink and the bartender put his hand on the lemon, I didn't want him to squeeze it and throw it in. I knew that was no good. And according to a 2007 study in the Journal of Environmental Health, nearly 70% of lemon wedges that were found on the rims of restaurant glasses contain disease-causing microbes. In fact, when they ordered drinks at 21 different restaurants, they found 25 different microorganisms lingering on the 76 lemons, including E. coli and other fecal bacteria. See, I just had food poisoning 10 days ago. I was sick for 3 days. It is not a joke. And I think it's the Lavos Los Manos job, frankly, because you have to understand something. And I don't know whether you like this politically. It doesn't matter to me whether you do or not. America at one point had the highest level of food safety and hygiene in the world. And then when Clinton busted our borders with Mexico and started to flood illegal aliens into the country, along came third world habits. Shall I spell it out for you a little more? Anyone who's been to Mexico has heard of the disease called turista. It didn't occur in Mexico for obscure reasons. The reason turista exists in Mexico is because of lousy food standards and terrible hygiene. So when you have a government bending over backwards to import third world mentality, third world thinking, third world citizens into the country without a damn about what this is doing to the society at large, simply because they want cheap labor and cheap boats, I mean, you're going to have some damage along the way. They consider it to be, of course, collateral damage because they're not affected by it, so they think. But they're wrong. They are affected by it. Just as the herring feed the entire food chain on the bay, let me tell you something. I don't care who you are in this country. You're being affected by the swarm of illnesses that are floating around the sub rosa in this country as a result of unchecked immigration. And so there I went into politics because everything is political. At the end of the day, a lemon wedge can be political. At the end of the day, a condiment dispenser can be political, if you see the connection, incidentally. Phone number here is 855-400-SAVAGE. You're listening to The Savage Nation. My website is michaelsavage.com. My new novel is A Time for War. Look for it soon. Let's go to the first caller in Bend, Oregon. I always like the name Bend, Oregon. I always wanted to go to Bend, Oregon. WGBH in Bend, Oregon. Edward, you're on the Savage Nation. Topic, please.
My wife passed away in 2009 from breast cancer. I lost my wife, my job, and my house. I went into the mountains to become Jeremiah Johnson, get away from it all, and finally saved up enough for a computer. And on Facebook, a friend of mine from 26 years ago found me. And she said, I'm 22 miles away, but I've been thinking of you every day for the last 28 years. And we struck it up. And my question is, what do I do once I get there? Should I marry her, live with her, or just love her?
You're asking me. How do I know? Have you seen her, or it's all digital right now?
And no. We talk on the phone every night. But I told
you. Whoa. You talk on the phone every night, but have you seen each other in person?
Well, we Skyped.
Skype, but you haven't seen each other. You haven't looked at each other, touched each other, right?
Well, we used to live together before I met my wife. She was my live-in, so.
Yeah, but that's 22 years ago, right?
Yes.
Well, don't you think you changed in those years? She changed? Maybe things will be different?
Absolutely, but things are fleshing out nicely now.
Well, till they really flesh out, you don't really know.
Michael, your screener wouldn't let me give you the whole story. I had my 67 Barracuda with Craig R. Maggs, gold medal plate job, driving down the western coast of Italy to my Hobie Cat rental, reminiscing about Bill Gordon, Smoochie Gordon on WGAR back in Cleveland during the 60s, talking about Jim Brown, Art Modell, and Dorothy Folheim. So there.
Oh, so you're talking about old-time talk radio. Well, you sound like you're not originally from Bend. You're from the East Coast, correct?
Cleveland, sir. Cleveland.
Yeah, well, that's almost the East Coast. Cleveland is really a Midwest town.
George Steinbrenner area.
Yeah. So how do you like living in isolation up there in the mountains of Bend, Oregon?
I love it. The Bachelor Mountains are right out my kitchen window.
The Bachelor Mountains, that's quite telling. But you don't get lonely?
Never. No, never.
Well, how do you fill your time?
I read a lot. I read quite a bit.
Okay, so if you name my new novel, I'll send you a copy. What's its title?
A Time for War.
Oh, my God. You win it.
I listen. to you. I've been listening to you since, I don't know, as long as you've been on, 95, 96?
Where? In which, in which market?
I listened to you when I was in Albuquerque. I listened to you when I was in Tucson. Whenever there's a radio next
to. So, in other words, you see, that's the thing about talk radio, is that people get attenuated to hosts, and they like them. They become part of their mental geography, and then they look for them. That's the truth. It's like you become, it's a part of the geography of your mind. That's the absolute truth about talk radio.
You're a good cornucopia of knowledge, you know?
Where is Bend, Oregon, by the way? What part of the state is it in?
Central. Just about central. It's almost.
When I was trapped in New York in the 60s, before I finally left for the for Hawaii and the West Coast and never went back, and I still really do love visiting New York, I do. And I still love the dynamics of Manhattan, and I've been tempted to buy a place there, but I'm not going to do it. I'd rather just stay in a hotel for a week and leave. Oregon was the way up on the list of places I used to want to move to. It always struck me as magnificent, rugged, but the politics of Oregon have become so left-wing it would be stifling for me. It's almost worse than California, Edward.
We promised we were going to talk politics tonight.
No, but I'm saying that's why we're not talking politics. All right, stay on the line, Edward. Stay on the line, Edward. We'll send you a time for war. That was a nice call. That felt good. There was something dynamic about that. Louisa's on. I'm going to take a call, not now, but when I come back from WABC New York. She is a flight attendant with a lifestyle question of how to deal with all the liberal flyers. I can't wait for that one. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with its slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
Futures trading involves substantial risk.
Hey everyone, I'm Larry Levin, president of Trading Advantage. You may have seen me being interviewed on the financial networks. I'm on there a lot talking about the markets. My company is a leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. My office is right here in the Chicago Board of Trade, and I've been on the floor for 22 years and ended up being one of the biggest traders in the S&P. Now I spend most of my time teaching people like you how to professionally day trade mini S&P futures. I actually wrote a book, How I Made $1.9 Million Trading in Only a Few Short Years. Now I'm giving you one of my most successful trading techniques in my daily market report for free. Just leave me your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-914-5567, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily market report at no cost to you. Again, just leave me your email address on my voicemail at 800-914-5567. That's 800-914-5567.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
The best damn morning show, period.
Well, one of the questions I've always wondered, how do pubic hairs get on the walls of a shower? I mean, we're talking like 4 feet up. How does that happen?
Do you have like a special kind of skill, Brian? I don't know.
No, I mean, I'll go with, I've noticed this ever since I was a kid. You know, the showers in high school, grade school, junior high, etc. Oh. Okay, now can we move along, please?
You're the one asking questions about how pubes get on the wall of your shower, Brian.
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
At the time, even I found it hard to believe. My name is Art Westman. I own a machine shop called Accurate Manufacturing. A while back, the old roof on our building in Emeryville was in bad shape, always leaking. So I got Armstrong to install a new foam roof. From then on, it was goodbye leaks. No more Bucket Brigade. But that's not the end of the story. From day one, our PG&E bills started to plummet. Believe it or not, they went from a total of $1,200 a month to around $400, nearly a 70% drop. Can you imagine? I'll tell you, that Armstrong foam makes one heck of a roof.
You too can have an Armstrong foam roofing system. Lightweight, energy efficient, seamless, and rated to last a very long time. It's hard to compare against other flat or low slope roofing options. All of these amazing features combined with installation performed to the proper specifications, and it could very well be the last roof you'll ever need. Call today from any area code.
Phone 37s and 1234.
If people drive by you, point at your car, and hold their noses and make that P.U. face, you need a new set of wheels. Contact Jerry Reynolds, the Car Pro, and let him help you get rid of that stinker.
There is simply no reason why you should settle for anything less than the very best deal you can get on your next car or truck. Listen to the Car Pro Show with me, Jerry Reynolds, or go to carprousa.com.
Listen to the Car Pro Show Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, Brian Sussman here, and a lot of people ask me where I buy my gold and silver from. Desert Gold Exchange. That's right, Desert Gold Exchange. Family-owned and operated, a perfect rating with the Better Business Bureau, no complaints ever filed, and they are experts. They know the market oh so well. And the thing I really like is because they're family-owned and operated, they treat you like a valuable customer, not a quick transaction. Better prices, lower commissions, fast delivery. Generally takes only 2 to 3 days to get your products. And by the way, if you're thinking of converting your IRA or 401k into gold, call Desert Gold Exchange right away. I'll give you the phone number in just a moment because they can help you through that process. Again, Desert Gold Exchange, 20 years of experience in the gold business. They're my dealer of choice, 888-852-4343. Call them today, 888-852-4343, online, desertgoldexchange.com.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves. And neither should you on the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Savage Nation, life is good. The herring are back in the Bay Area. The herring are back after a collapse of this fishery 4 years ago. The fish have returned, making all the environmentalists very happy, which is true. I mean, you should be happy, too. I'm an environmentalist in the old sense. I'm a conservationist type. It's beautiful to see the herring are back and the happy gulls, the happy all the other birds of the Bay. I go out on the boat, I look at the birds, look at the seals every year they hatch, baby seals, the seagulls. How many people in the Bay Area in politics have ever been on San Francisco Bay? Very few. Can you imagine Barbara Boxer on a boat? I don't think the mayor of the city's ever been on the Bay. Most of them don't even know what the Bay is. They have no idea. It's astounding to me. In the San Francisco Bay Area, how many politicians ever go on the Bay? Very few. I know for a fact that many of them never go on, most of them never go on the Bay. So I consider myself very lucky, by the way. Can you name, if you live in the Bay Area, can you name the birds of the Bay? You know the names of them? I'll bet you don't. You should if you're a good environmentalist. I mean, if you believe in global warming, you should be an expert on these things. Shouldn't leave it to us right-wingers to know the names of the birds on the Bay and the names of all of the different species and the mammals that float around here. After all, you leftists should know all of these things. But you probably don't know the first thing about the animals of the Bay. But you talk about global warming as though it's real. Go to New York tonight or this weekend and try to tell a New Yorker about global warming. See how far you get with it. Louisa on WABC in New York, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. First, I think you're fabulous, and I'm your conservative flight attendant from Union Turnpike.
Union Turnpike. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. I grew up there. I remember that area very well. I haven't been there in years. They're still a union and a turnpike, huh?
Yep, there is. And
Union Turnpike's probably more unionized than the teachers' union today. So what's your question?
Well, first I said I can answer all of your questions on favorite cars, museums, and germ decontamination. But my reason I'm calling is I need tips on sharing my conservative political opinions to my liberal colleagues and, yes, seeing friends.
What, you mean on, oh, you mean in the airline business or just friends in general?
No, no, you know when you're on the plane and you have some downtime and you're sitting in the galley.
Oh, yeah, but they're all unionized flight attendants, aren't they?
Yeah.
So they're all Democrats.
Well, most are, but there's a handful of us that are still conservative.
Well, I mean, you could do it in a nice way. You have to say to them, I can't understand why so many people hate America. You start with that. Come up with an oblique question. Why do Democrats seem to hate America so much? You could even ask a question like that. What's the name of my novel? I'll send you a copy if you know the name.
Yes, Time for War.
You got it! I'll be right back.
Savage.
Hey, welcome to 2013. This is year five of trillion-dollar deficits, year five of negative interest rates, year five of the Fed trying to pump up an economy while politicians stab it to death with higher taxes and massive new regulations. This is absolutely insane. It's like watching a slow-motion wreck. We are not a crash dummy. For over a decade, I've offered you an option that has increased in value over five times since 2002. Gold, gold, gold. Politicians thrive on keeping Americans in a perpetual state of emergency and fear. Not me. I'm informed. I'm reading The Great Debasement by Craig Smith for peace of mind. So protect your family. Get a free copy. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for the simple truth. Get a free copy of the book. Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN. Why don't you let me, Michael Savage, and Swiss America help you before these idiots in Washington destroy our children's future? Call 800-289-2646. Don't be a crash dummy.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox on Talk 560 KSFO. Three South Bay schools were locked down for a couple of hours today after a student reported he'd seen a man with a gun. The student later recanted his story. The lockdown was lifted. No word what kind of trouble that student will be in now. Two bus passengers were injured by broken glass when shots were fired near an Oakland gas station today. Police say the gunman was aiming at someone filling up his car, but the target of the shooting was not hit. Taking a look at the roadways, still a little bit of a heavy commute. Getting out of San Francisco, things are a lot better, but it's definitely slow. From eastbound 80, the 101 split onto the lower deck. Eastbound 80, a bit sluggish in stretches from the maze out to about El Portal, but things definitely getting better. Still a few slowdowns in Fairfield, eastbound 80, but no big delays at the moment. Have an accident northbound 101 at Hillsdale, blocking the two right lanes. I'm Dave Fowkes, on Talk 560 KSFO.
We've been driving cars for 100 years now, which means that for 99 years, some of us have had an old car we've been trying to get rid of. If that sounds like you, then why not donate those unwanted wheels to the Cancer Fund of America? Just as it has for a decade, the Cancer Fund will use the money from your car's sale to help thousands of cancer patients, directly and through healthcare groups. And the Cancer Fund makes it easy to jolt that jalopy. All you have to do is make a phone call to 800-321-3023. Live operators are available 7 days a week. We pick up your car in most cases, whether it's running or not, and do all the DMV and smog paperwork. You get rid of that car, truck, van, or boat, take your charitable tax deduction, and the Cancer Fund has money to continue its important work. Call 800-321-3023 today. That's 800-321-3023 to donate your car. Even if it is 99 years old, what have you been waiting for? 800-321-3023.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at Office Max, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol for our tiny prices, like when you buy a 10-ream case of Office Max multi-use paper for $46.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $42 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying $4.99 for a full case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max, but don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 26th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rosanelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, Call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247. Or visit drrossinelli.com. Dr. Rossinelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now through February, receive 200 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 2/28/13.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
$5 trillion in debt. $5 trillion.
Mark Levin.
Obama is a human wrecking ball.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back to the greatest show on earth, the Savage Nation. Thanks for hanging in there. It's late on the East Coast, but people are, you know, they're fighting the cold. They're indoors. There's some TV on. They don't want to watch it anymore. They want, I guess, conversation. Conversation. People forget talk radio is about conversation with verse. So when you focus on the part of the word called verse, you realize it has to be somewhat poetic to maintain the audience. So and the interchange between people. I mean, I'm a born conversationalist. You're just going to hang up on calls and call them morons. You're not going to last in this business. You know, how much can you do with that? That's 1990s radio. Moron, hang up. I mean, that's not, who wants to listen to that anymore? I could do it. I did it in the beginning of my career. It was another time. People don't want it anymore. I'd rather talk about germs on a toilet seat than that. Anyway, let's go to the callers on the Savage Nation, on the cars, on the lifestyle questions, which I'm going to get to. Tony and MAL, hang in there. I'll get to you in a minute. But I want to go to ABC Jody. We have a great caller here. Jody, on WABC, what's on your mind?
Yes, Dr. Savage, we absolutely love you. You're brilliant, articulate, interesting, and funny. And when you talked about germs tonight, my husband said, honey, you met your match. I like to know, what can I do? Because I'm just like you. I mean, I make everybody take their shoes off when they come in the house. I'm like,
good.
Germaphobe. Now, when you search, they shake your hand. You got a greeter in
there? No, no, no. You do the Chinese thing. You shake your own hand.
Okay. Yeah, I don't.
You know, you take your hand and you move it to the other hand and you. Well, actually, there's another way around it, Jody, that I've seen non-religious Jewish people use, which is very clever, because Orthodox Jewish women are not allowed to shake the hand of men. I don't know if you know that, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Okay, so what they do is if you go into the home of someone who's religious and you put your hand out to shake a woman's hand, she'll say, it's not my custom to shake a man's hand. They say it nicely, and you don't shake their hand. So you could say the same thing. You don't have to say you're religious. Say, I'm sorry, it's not my custom to shake men's hands. And that could be the end of it. First of all, the handshaking is nonsensical for women to begin with, because a lot of guys use it to overpower women and try to crush their hand. Am I right about that?
Yeah, I wear gloves when I go to church, but, you know, when it gets warm, you know, but I'm like a germaphobe.
Well, you should wear. I mean, who says a church is germ-free? The pews? They were called pews for a reason.
I know. And not only that, Michael, my husband said when he went to the men's room, two walked out of the men's room without washing their hands.
Well, two who walked that way? Two priests or two who?
No, two men, the two people that go to the congregation.
Oh, well, as long as it wasn't two priests walking out of the men's room. No, okay, but, well, that's a little too intimate for me. But the thing is this, bathrooms are bathrooms. It doesn't matter whether it's a church or a hospital bathroom. So you are a germaphobe. I tell people if they come to my house, well, not many people come to my house because I'm sort of reclusive. But if I'm outdoors, let's say in a restaurant, which happens, and someone sneezes, right, near me, I will look at them in an offended manner. They laugh. Well, I say, what are you laughing at? I mean, have you seen people sneeze and go, huh, like it's a joke?
Try to get away from them as quick as I can.
You should get away.
Yeah.
You should get away from them. Or I say to people nicely, if I have a business situation, I say, you know what, I'm a germaphobe. Thank you very much. I want to avoid that. I do it in a nice way. You could be germaphobic and do it in a nice way.
You know, Donald Trump says he gets absolutely sick when he's having a beautiful meal and somebody comes over and they want to shake his hand. He says it makes him absolutely sick. He won't do it.
No, you mean if he's eating and someone wants to shake his hand, what's going to go back to the bread?
I want to shake his hand.
How do you know Donald? You mean he said that on a show?
Yeah, Donald Trump said this. He's a germaphobe too.
Isn't that interesting? Because his club is very clean. It's probably a reflection of his meticulousness.
Right.
Mar-a-Lago in Florida is a meticulously clean club. You could eat off the floors there, by the way.
You know, we go to bed every night listening to you. We set the radio when it goes off, when your show is off. So we go to bed with you every night, Doctor.
Isn't that something? So you'd rather listen to me than watch television, huh?
We love you. You're so interesting.
Well, Jody, let me ask you this. I'm not trying to just pump, but the truth is I'm avoiding politics tonight. Do you find that good, or what would you rather I do?
I find it refreshing because I listen to talk radio all day. I read a lot. I don't have we don't have cable because I just get aggravated. But, you know, but when you come on, it's like this is so exciting.
I have to do something. Last night I did museums and snuff boxes. Did you find it entertaining?
Very interesting. Very. I
did. I thought about it tonight. I said, what was wrong with that topic? I would have listened to it if I were in a car or home. I'd rather learn about snuff boxes in the Louis XIV court than hear one more word about the O word again.
I know. I have one more question for you.
Yes.
When you say your knees hurt, when you eat cheese, you sure it's not wheat, gluten?
Positive. The gluten's a fad.
Yeah?
Look, there are people who are celiac. They are celiac prone. They have celiac disease. It's a genuinely well-known disorder. But to the extent that today everyone is gluten-free, it's a trend, like, excuse me, a fad, like a hysteria.
Yeah.
Now, people say, oh, I gave up wheat and I feel better. I'm lighter. I can do this better. Okay. A lot of that is placebo effect. If you're a true celiac, of course you need to avoid wheat. But to the extent that everyone, I discovered something miraculous. What is it? Wheat is killing me. Nonsense. Wheat has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. How could suddenly people be reacting to wheat? Where'd that come from? How'd that happen? How did that happen? All of a sudden, yeah, wheat, they discovered the miracle. You know what it is? A lot of this is almost a, I'm going to put it in a way that maybe people will understand and grasp. You know what kosher food is, right?
Yes.
It's a certain, or the Muslims have halal food. And God forbid, if you're kosher and you go into a place and you eat a non-kosher food, suddenly they think they're going to die. Oh, I'm going to die. My whole, it's like a reflection of the desire to be different, to show that they're somehow in a category separate from the average person. And so they use all sorts of tools to separate themselves. Again, I want to repeat. There are people who have celiac disease. They must avoid wheat and wheat-related products. But to the extent that people believe all of a sudden gluten is the miracle is utter nonsense. Common sense would dictate it's utter nonsense. How did humankind use wheat and wheat-based products for thousands of years and all of a sudden people suddenly have allergies to it? How? Why?
Yeah. Well, I have Hashimoto's, so, and I did blood tests, and they said I was allergic to wheat.
Well, that's a different story. You have a genuine...
Right.
Allergy to a certain food product,
right.
you don't eat it. Now, with me, I have done, I've written books on nutrition. I've studied it inside and out. I'm obsessed with the topic for many years. My PhD, as you know, is in the field from the University of California. So I have good credentials, and I've written very good books on the subject. But the thing is this, I was not always allergic to dairy, but I found out about a number of years ago when my joints were hurting me, my ankles were hurting me. I didn't know what I was going to do. I thought I had developed a serious illness that was going to be progressive, and I wouldn't know what to do. And then a bell went off in my head. I said, idiot, you wrote books on dairy allergies yourself. There are people who have dairy allergies. Black people, Asian people, Jewish people, especially Ashkenazi Jewish people,
right.
have an inability to metabolize lactose. They have a deficiency of lactase, and they should avoid dairy products. Why do you think you see the ads for ice cream aimed now at black people and Asian people? Because those audiences shouldn't even be eating it. So they're trying to sell them the poison for their own being. They can't digest those foods.
Right. That's true.
If you name my novel, you're going to get a copy. What's the name of it, Jody?
A Time for War.
You see that? Now you have something to read. That's beautiful.
We have your Trickle-Up Poverty, and we love it. My son gave it to us for Christmas a couple of years ago. But
isn't
so?
Well, I think my next sequel is going to be Tickle-Up Poverty. It's going to be a different version. When Obama gets fired, I'm going to write a book called Tickle-Up Poverty. But you're getting A Time for War, which will be out in a few weeks. Jody, hang on the line. We'll send you a copy. Let's go down to the heart of the monster, WMAL in Washington, D.C. Tony, so nice to have you on the show. What's on your mind, Tony?
All right, number one, favorite car. The original Thunderbird, the model for the Batmobile, 1954.
Gorgeous.
Number Gorgeous. Two, dream occupation. Well, in a sense, I already have it. Teaching medical students to be more human than the actual training that they're getting, and also writing medical fiction.
Mm.
Number three, favorite location, right where I am in Northern Virginia. I love changes in weather.
Wow.
Second to the final thing, your medical advice on treating people with a particular form of macular degeneration. Now, the common form, as you well know, is the wet macular degeneration, but there's a dry form as well. And I'm not so sure that the nutritional side will help these people.
You may be 100% right, and you probably know more about ophthalmology than I do. However, I'll give you anecdotal and I'll give you scientific opinions on both if I can. You'll have to draw your own conclusions. With regard to macular degeneration, if you check the literature on bilberry number one and lutein number two, I think you're going to find some very interesting evidence that both lutein and bilberry can be very, very useful in slowing the progress of this particular age-related macular degeneration, cataracts and retinitis pigmentosa. Nevertheless, I'm not saying it's going to cure it. That's number one. Lutein is also, you know, it's a carotenoid. It's related to beta-carotene and vitamin A. It's found in corn, broccoli, spinach, grapes, orange juice. But particular interest to me is lutein in corn, because corn is an interesting food that's often looked down upon. If you look at Native Americans, they have many disorders, but eye diseases are not the highest, let us say, incidence. Eye diseases are not amongst the highest incidence amongst Native American people, and I would suspect it may have something to do with the high amounts of corn that they eat. Don't know if that's true. Have to do the epidemiology. So the long and short of it is, bilberry is a very, very interesting subject unto itself. You know what bilberry is, right?
Yes, absolutely, yes.
And my favorite story on bilberry extracts or bilberry in general was the rumor, and I don't know if it's true or not, but it started with the RAF pilots in World War II who would go out on night missions, would eat bilberry jam prior to their night missions in the Mustangs, and they swore that it increased their night vision, the bilberry, which, of course, from the little that we know from the literature, makes sense in that bilberry is related to night vision. It does sharpen the vision. So unto itself, what's wrong with eating bilberry? It can't hurt you.
No, it can't. Two final points. You mentioned talk radio people from the 60s and 50s. You're an inner-city kid, as was I. I don't know whether you ever listened to Gene Shepard.
That's who everyone compares me with. I really don't recall listening to him, but everybody loved him.
You're far beyond Gene Shepard. I have yet to hear you say anything wrong. Your predictions have been 100% correct. And you've taken, Gene used to complain about the state of radio back then. You've taken it that step further. I think you're doing the right thing. I'm tired of hearing people bellyache and bitch about politics all day long, and it doesn't do them a damn bit of good.
That's why people are getting sick of it. In other words, look, we can go into this in great detail. It's excruciating. God bless everybody in talk radio. There's a lot of airspace to fill. Everyone has to do what they can do. I can't do it anymore. I have to do what I can do. And late at night in particular, later at night, since I have the last word in talk radio, I have to broaden the show into areas other than Obama bashing. It just doesn't work.
And you're doing it absolutely correctly.
Wow. I'll tell you, I wish to God you and I had been friends when we were younger. I would have had a better life.
I think we both would have.
Where did you go to school, by the way, Tony?
For medical school?
Yes.
Or in general?
Okay, let's start with undergrad. Where'd you go undergrad?
It's a little university up in New Jersey called Seton Hall.
No, it's not so little. Okay. And where'd you go to med school?
In Virginia.
University of Virginia?
The medical division of Virginia Commonwealth University,
Tony, do you agree with me that as America descends into socialized medicine and socialism in general, the quality of physicians, A, has gone down and will continue to degenerate?
Oh, you bet your booties. I have a hard enough time because the kids, number one, are being trained not with people but with machinery. They would much rather have a kid study a mannequin than actually see live patients.
And you know, Tony, you and I have to do a whole hour on this next week because I want to talk about medical education, doctoring in America, where it's going under Obamacare. It's a very important topic because I not so jokingly said to a group of doctors at that hospital meeting Wednesday that when I was a kid, and I'll repeat the story quickly. I know we're running up a break here. I was told that in the Soviet Union of the 50s, the teacher was more revered and made more money than the doctor. And I couldn't understand that because when in the 50s in America, the doctor was at the top of the heap here. The teacher was rather lowly. And I said, as time has gone on, the teachers make almost more money than doctors today than the average doctor because of unionization and the grotesque pensions and whatnot. And the doctor's salaries have gone down. The quality of doctoring has gone down. The importation of third world doctors has degenerated medical care in America. There's no question about it. I don't care what anyone thinks about it. I go into a hospital and everybody knows that's a fact. They're coming in virtually untrained into our hospitals. How is that happening? How do they let them into the hospitals today?
It's a matter of economics. They get them cheaper. And just as you mentioned in the Soviet Union, the doctors survive by taking bribes. And it's true even today in parts of Asia and so forth.
Well, what do you mean? They take bribes to do what?
If you want decent care, you pay them under the table. It's true even...
Oh. In other words, if you want to get a better care, you smear the doctor like a waiter.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're...
All right, Tony, hold on. Don't go away. This is too good to resist. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Do you snore? Do you share a room with someone whose snoring keeps you up at night? Finally, for the first time ever, you can put a stop to snoring instantly with Snorebreak. Snorebreak is not a nose or mouthpiece, it's not a drug, and it's not a procedure. Snorebreak is a patented liner that goes beneath the pillowcase and reduces snoring from the very first night. The secret is a fusion of natural extracts that dramatically improve breathing. Snorebreak is comfortable, easy, and virtually undetectable. Snorebreak works, and right now we're sending risk-free trials to listeners in your area. Just call 1-800-479-0493. Don't suffer one more sleepless night. Whether it's light snoring or heavy snoring, Snorebreak will help put a stop to it the very first night. Hurry and take part in this limited time risk-free trial. Just call 1-800-479-0493. That's 1-800-479-0493. Call 1-800-479-0493.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
After a long day at work, there's nothing better than getting home, taking off your shoes, turning the lights down low, and settling into your favorite chair. It's time to let Hot Talk 560 KSFO melt your stress away.
Where the hell are you going to wake up out there, you idiots? How much can you take from the vermin in the political structure and the scum in the media?
Michael Savage on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Idiots!
Now, here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
They're such ideologues. They'll never.
Sean Hannity.
Never give up.
The Sean Hannity Show.
They're not listening to the American people.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560.
You got it?
KSFO.
It's a simple message. Get there safely.
I'm San Francisco Police Chief Greg Sir. I'm here today to tell you, always cross streets at intersections and mark crosswalks. Please do not jaywalk. More than 1,700 pedestrians are hit by vehicles each year on San Francisco streets. Look both ways before you step from the curb. When pedestrian signals are present, begin crossing only on the walk signal. And please, don't walk and text at the same time.
A public service of the San Francisco Police Department and this Cumulus radio station.
You know that feeling of arriving at your house and just saying, I love this place? This is home. I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers. The curb appeal of your driveway and front yard really reflects on the way you feel about your home. At System Pavers, we go way beyond creating beautiful and enduring driveways, walkways, patios, pool decks, and outdoor living areas. This new year allows System Pavers to transform your house into the home you love. You'll be amazed by the unique designs we create with our exclusive paving stones, SP turf, custom built-in barbecues, fire pits, and wonderful outdoor lighting. To ring in the new year, we're offering listeners 15% off or no payments till summer 2014 on all new projects for completion by January 31st. Call System Pavers today at 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002. Take 15% off, or with your good credit, no payments till summer 2014. 877-PAVE-002 or systempavers.com.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at my Chevrolet, Cadillac, and Buick and GMC truck dealerships in Burlingame. If you're in the market for a GM car or truck, just go to PutnamGM.com and ask for a special internet price quote. That's PutnamGM.com.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 to noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. You know, normally this is Rock and Roll Friday on the program, and if I was a little quicker on the draw here, I would have asked for the song for the medical associations called In the Still of the Night by the Five Statins. That's, of course, a joke for those of you who know rock and roll is the Five Satins. Five Satins, but I've changed it to the Five Statins. Do we have In the Still of the Night? See if you can. It doesn't matter. Let's go back to Tony on WMAL. Tony, we're talking about the sad state of medical care in America and what's going to happen. And before we took our quick break, I was mentioning the ex-Soviet Union. Doctors were lower on the social order than teachers. And as time has turned here in America, the teachers are on the ascent and the doctors are on the descent here in America, both in terms of income and status. And medical care, of course, is suffering. You're a medical teacher. You teach medical students. And did you have additional comments you wanted to make, Tony? I'd appreciate them if you do.
Yes, unfortunately, a lot of what people are being told is wrong is actually right. There are death panels. Hospitals are being warned that they best not do too much for older patients.
Uh-huh.
The level of care vis-a-vis the professionalism of the person that is going to be dealing with you will drop. It happened, unfortunately, it started back in the early 80s.
You're right.
The advent of the DRG system, diagnosis-related grouping and so forth. And it is progressing.
Tony, let me ask you this. Back 20 years ago, I had an elderly friend in England. It was a wealthy man. And when he went to a doctor, he went to a private physician who he paid cash. Is that going to be permitted under Obamacare, where you can go and elect to go to a doctor and pay for it?
It theoretically will be, but you will be priced out of the system. Now, I had some dealing with the Hillary health care plan back in the 90s.
Well, Tony, I'm almost out of time because this has been a great show so far, but we've run through 2 hours so quickly. I want to send you a copy of my novel, A Time for War, but I'm not even going to ask you for the title because I already said it. Thanks for listening, because next week I want to go into this in a little more detail. Medical schools, what they teach, the sad state of medical treatment in America, what's coming. People don't even understand what's happening to them. They bought it hook, line, and sinker. They thought it was the Affordable Care Act. It's not. It is not the Affordable Care Act. It's the exact opposite. It's the unaffordable lack of care act that Nancy Pelosi jammed down everyone's throat. Go to Cuba if you want to see what America's medical system will look like in 20 years. Okay? Hasta la vista.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-SAVAGE. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Here's the latest news on MichaelSavage.com, home of The Savage Nation. Sewer pipe of Hollywood outdoes the Weimar Republic. You've got to read this article, what they did at the Sundance Film Festival. It outdid the degenerates of the Weimar Republic. Obama got slapped down. Court said he overstepped his power. No kidding. Also on my website, the day accountability died, we're talking about Hillary Clinton. Assault weapons ban lacks Democratic votes to pass the Senate. Diane just got slapped down. The Muslim Council says female circumcision is a human right. How's that for equality? Hillary Clinton's last hurrah, asks Wesley Pruden. A lasting image while explaining Benghazi was that of her laughing and saying, what difference does it make? I think Pruden is right. I think that her prudishness showed. As far as females or women in combat, male soldiers warning female comrades of harsh conditions such as, we don't shower for a month and we're often naked. New York City is on track for twice as many subway deaths this year. I guess that Bloomberg should eliminate one of the rails for the trains. Keep one rail and not two. Maybe they'll have half the deaths if they have only one rail rather than two rails. You can cut the deaths in half that way. L.A. teacher suspected of molesting 20 children keeps his pension. Irish woman at the center of the IRA tape story found dead. Ooh. Uh-oh. Thought that was over. Senator Inhofe says it's unacceptable that the DOD leaked women in combat plans before briefing Congress. China to get advanced U.S. battery company unless Obama intervenes and stops it. Yeah, right. Lots of Californians are considering bailing out from California over the high taxes, from small businessmen in San Diego to vintners in Napa Valley. Ban in Britain headquarters. The outrage continues. Romney lost because he told Savage to get lost. It's still a great picture. It's up on MichaelSavage.com. I'm not taking it down. Squatter moves into palatial waterfront mansion in Florida. Cadillac lovers out there, take a look at the Cadillac Coupe de Ville prototype on MichaelSavage.com. And finally, don't miss your free download, an excerpt from A Time for War, my new thriller on sale February 12th, 2013. It's all on MichaelSavage.com. And by the way, Kirkus Review says, who says radio hosts are all talk? 855-400-7282. It's unbelievable to me how these radical leftists will not stop until they have decimated virtually every institution that we believe in and that we hold dear, whether it be a portion of the Second Amendment, decimating the military, decimating foreign affairs, take a look at the Middle East, decimating the tax system, going after the most productive citizens in society, except those who kick money up to the peso navante in the White House. Everything these left-wing jackals touch, they ruin or try to destroy. And it makes you wonder why they hate America so much and why they hate the freedoms that we hold with such passion. After all, Feinstein, Obama, they all came from soft middle-class or upper-class backgrounds. The skids were greased for them from the time they were first born. Why do they have such an enmity towards the average person? Where does this animus against American values come from? Who instilled this in them? And what might it take to finally stop them is the real question. We are basically, in some ways, not basically, I don't like the word basically, it's a bad word. There are many parallels between that phase of Roman history where the empire was broken into a half. Throughout the 3rd century, you see, the Roman Empire was decaying socially and disintegrating morally. Does it sound familiar to you? Let me repeat those words. Throughout the 3rd century, the Roman Empire was decaying socially and disintegrating morally. Does that sound like America today? Of course it does. In those days, the Romans faced the barbarians. Who are we facing? You know, there are pretty good parallels between the barbarians then and the throwback Islamo-fascists today. What would you call them, advanced people? Would you call people who believe in female circumcision and cutting people's heads off if they don't agree with your religion? Would you call them people of the future or people of the past? They are the barbarians of today. Do you understand that? I hope you understand that. And it was a declining time in ancient Rome. And in those days, of course, the armies continued to be the sole repositories of power, unlike today where the army has almost no power whatsoever. Today, it's the civilians who have all the power, the civilian elites like Feinstein and like Obama. They are the emperors of today, and they're becoming more and more autocratic, by the way, as did the ancients become more autocratic. They became like Persian or Oriental monarchs. Just as Feinstein thinks she's a Persian or Oriental monarch. And Obama certainly acts like, to me, an Egyptian monarch of the past. He looks like a reincarnation of an ancient Egyptian sometimes to me, like a royalist of some type. But then in those days, in the days of ancient Rome, and I won't stay on this too long because many people hate history, but they're, you know, those who do not know the history are condemned to repeat it, as they say. But in those days when the Roman Empire was being pressed from all sides and it was disintegrating morally and decaying socially, there were enemies along its borders, just as we have enemies along our borders today, aided and abetted by our own government, incidentally, who are greasing their entry into this country and now appealing to them as though they are the future of America rather than the citizens themselves, wanting to grant citizenship to those who invaded the country illegally. Can you imagine this? A president who was given his entire presidency over to making certain that those who have invaded the country illegally will be granted citizenship? It's almost unheard of. It is almost unheard of that there's no outcry in the country. But all along the frontier of ancient Rome, which, by the way, ran roughly along the Rhine and the Danube rivers, enemies were now pressing, very much like we have people pressing against us from a certain river of the south. The Franks and other German tribes had come up to the Rhine. In North Hungary were the Vandals. You've heard of the Vandals, right? That's where the word came from. They weren't a rock group. Before they were a rock and roll group, they were a people called the Vandals, and they were from Hungary. And then there were the Visigoths, or the West Goths. In South Russia were the East Goths, or Ostrogoths. And beyond these, again pressing against ancient Rome in the Volga region, there were the Alans. And then Mongolian peoples were forcing their way towards Europe. The Huns were already demanding tribute from them in those days. And so the Roman frontier started to crumple under the push of all of these people. And then there was a growing Persia, the Iran of its time. Of course, Persia was Iran. Iran was Persia, rather. And what you don't know is that ancient Persia was not Muslim. That comes at another time in history. The ancient Persia was a totally different and very, very advanced nation. And so what happened? Well, if it was a more vigorous empire, they would have fought back. And they would have reconquered the territories that they were losing. They would have beat back the invaders. But they didn't do that. Because remember what I said to you at the beginning? At that time in the 3rd century, the Roman Empire was decaying socially and disintegrating morally. And they didn't have the will to fight back against these invaders and this invasion. And so it went. And over time, you can see what happened without giving you all of the details. Soon the barbarians became the empire itself. And the opening half of the 5th century in Rome, that's 200 years later, saw the entire Roman Empire in Europe being the prey, being at the prey of robber armies of barbarians. The people have become unable to defend themselves. Does that sound familiar to you? The only reason we in America are not overrun by the barbarians in this country, in our streets, is because we have weaponry. Go explain that to Dianne Feinstein. And the reason the people are armed to the teeth in this country today is because they know that there are barbarians in the gutter that would rip their homes apart, steal everything they have, and rape their wives and children. But go explain that to those surrounded by Secret Service and armies of guns. So it's very difficult to visualize ancient Rome at that time, because all you can imagine is that it was an impoverished time, and it must have been a shallow time, a mean time, a time full of uncertainty. Does that sound like America today under Obama and the radical liberals? A shallow time, a mean time, a time full of uncertainty, a time when local officials asserted their authority and went on their way in the name of a remote emperor and collected taxes. Certainly the churches went on, but the priests were generally illiterate in ancient Rome, illiterate. In those times, there was little reading. Does that sound familiar? In that time of ancient Rome, before it totally collapsed, there was little reading, but there was much superstition and fear. Do you think there's much superstition and fear in America today? Huh? Yeah. Well, anyway, I could go into all the details. There's no point in going into it. You know what happens. The adventure ends, and the country collapses. The Huns and the end of the Western Empire. The Huns and the end of the Western Empire. The economic wretchedness leads to internal decay. And then eventually the population of the Roman Empire starts to collapse, the way the population of America is collapsing. With the exception of those who have come to this country illegally, the country's population is collapsing. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, WiseFoodStorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Futures trading involves substantial risk.
Hey everyone, I'm Larry Levin, president of Trading Advantage. You may have seen me being interviewed on the financial networks. I'm on there a lot talking about the markets. My company is a leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. My office is right here in the Chicago Board of Trade, and I've been on the floor for 22 years and ended up being one of the biggest traders in the S&P. Now I spend most of my time teaching people like you how to professionally day trade mini S&P futures. I actually wrote a book, How I Made $1.9 Million Trading in Only a Few Short Years. Now I'm giving you one of my most successful trading techniques in my daily market report for free. Just leave me your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-914-5567, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily market report at no cost to you. Again, just leave me your email address on my voicemail at 800-914-5567. That's 800-914-5567.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
The best damn morning show, period.
Well, one of the questions I've always wondered, how do pubic hairs get on the walls of a shower? I mean, we're talking like 4 feet up. How does that happen?
Do you have like a special kind of skill, Brian? I don't know.
No, I mean, I'll go with, I've noticed this ever since I was a kid. You know, the showers in high school, grade school, junior high, etc. Okay, now can we move along, please?
You're the one asking questions about how pubes get on the wall of your shower, Brian.
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? The airport Wi-Fi connection last week? The free wireless at your hotel? Or that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? When connecting to Wi-Fi through smartphones and laptops, you could be inviting identity thieves in, potentially handing over everything. Bank accounts, social security numbers, passwords, and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit, and take over my bank accounts. LifeLock Ultimate is the only identity theft protection service that monitors for bank account takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy the peace of mind that comes from arming yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or make the quick call today and mention Enroll 60 to get 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-567-9916. 1-800-567-9916. 1-800-567-9916. 567-9916. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
The Car Pro, Jerry Reynolds.
The problem is, at that kind of mileage, I don't care what brand it is, you're going to have a catastrophic failure. And right now, with the truck running, it's worth some money, believe it or not, as a 98 model. But you let the transmission go out, or you shell that engine, and all of a sudden, it's worth what it weighs at the scrapyard.
Email Jerry at carprousa.com.
Thank you, Dr. Car Pro.
Then listen this weekend.
Listen to the Car Pro Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
The bill pay shuffle. You just did it. Can't pay this bill? Stall this bill. Pay this bill or else. Shuffling bills, loans, and working overtime are not your answer. Earning more money is. But you have so little time. IncomeAtHome55.com. With a computer and a bit of time and desire, you could be banking serious money from your kitchen table. No home sales parties and no pressure. IncomeAtHome55.com has been helping our listeners for over 10 years. So stop the bill pay shuffle. IncomeAtHome55.com. Listeners, here's an amazing way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome55.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com.
Sean Hannity.
This is a critical time where we are beginning to see the great difference, and we know we're right.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around 10 o'clock tonight. Put your bad rags on.
It is the Savage Nation Friday edition. Closing out the week for America. The last word in talk radio across the nation. Heard on 175 stations syndicated by Cumulus. We're going to talk about the flu vaccine. Now you say, well, come on, Savage. Don't we have stuff to talk about with the government and Obama's power grab? Well, I've done it. I called for a nationalist party. But, you know, if you think the government is deceiving you with regard to the banking industry, you're right. If you think the government is criminal in its willingness to grant amnesty to illegal aliens in order to get Obama reelected, you're right. If you have all of these suspicions about this regime, you're right. But you're not asking yourself one of the most important questions. If they lie to you about all these other things, and if they go around the law with regard to all these other things, why do you assume that the government's insistence that everyone get a flu shot is medically sound? Why do you assume that the stooges who work for the Centers for Disease Control are not merely puppets of the pharmaceutical industry? Why? Well, we're going to discuss that tonight, and I'm going to give you both sides of the equation on the flu vaccine. I have not taken it. I will not take it. I avoid vaccines. I've tried to avoid them my entire life. Now, I'll tell you off the top, I have a bias. I am anti-vaccine. I'm anti-vaccine for very personal and also professional reasons. There's no one else in the radio media who can discuss influenza vaccine to the extent that I can, because I have a PhD from the University of California at Berkeley. One of the specialties is in epidemiology, which means I can read the literature. I'm not a virologist. I'm not an expert in vaccines. But I know enough to read the literature. And let me tell you something. Reading the literature will give you a little pause for thought. It's a very important question because, as I said 30 years ago in one of my early science, popular science books, microbes do not discriminate. They do not know whether you are black, white, gay, straight, conservative, liberal, fascist, communist, pacifist. Doesn't matter. Microbes do not discriminate. They don't know the difference between one host and another. Very important that you listen to me. Because we have a flu epidemic raging through America, I decided to talk about this important topic. If the CDC has encouraged so many people to take the flu vaccine, and yet we still have a raging epidemic, can't you use common sense and assume that the flu vaccine was ineffective? Now, the liars are now being marched down. I saw a few of the liars from the CDC with their usher's uniforms on CNN in particular, to continue the big lie and say, well, even if you had the vaccine and still got the flu, it's going to make sure the vaccine's going to prevent the more serious side effects. See your doctor. You liar, you. The CDC ceased being a scientific organization approximately 30 years ago. When I was in graduate school, the CDC was a sterling institution, one of the greatest in the world. It was the greatest in the entire world. It was beyond reproach. And then it fell into the abyss of politics. I don't trust a word coming out of anyone who works for the CDC because it's too closely tied to the pharmaceutical giants. I am by nature a skeptic. In 1983, I authored a book called The Skeptical Nutritionist, which Macmillan published. It was a little-known book. It was excellent. It was 30 years ahead of its time. The Skeptical Nutritionist established my view on nutrition at the time, even though I had gotten a new degree in nutrition in 1978. Nutrition, epidemiology, medical anthropology. It was an interdisciplinary degree. It was the hardest thing I ever did in my life. And I've continued to read the epidemiological literature to keep my mind sharp, let's put it to you that way. I'm going to talk about a very important subject to parents with young children, which is thimerosal, which is a preservative in some of the vaccines, not all. I want to make that very clear. The thimerosal contains mercury, which is known to impair neurological and immune systems. I know that I'm going to have people call me and argue with me. Trust me, I know the difference between methylmercury and the type of mercury that makes up the essence of thimerosal. I understand the difference, and I understand there's a difference between methyl and ethyl alcohol as well. Trust me, I know that as well. I would not put mercury into an amoeba. I'll tell you right now that if you put thimerosal in a petri dish, it kills the gel. If you put thimerosal in a petri dish, no organism can live around it. If you put thimerosal in a petri dish, and then you put brain tissue around it, the brain tissue dies. Would you inject that into your child's body? I wouldn't. And that leads us to the arguments that thimerosal is related to autism and other diseases. And that's why they came out with a preservative-free version of the vaccine for children 6 years of age and younger because of the pressure of mothers primarily. Thimerosal has been removed from or reduced to trace amounts in all vaccines that have been recommended for children 6 years of age and younger. The pharmaceutical companies resisted this for 5 years, but they finally did it because mothers insisted that they do it. So I want you to understand the power of women in this country.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The best damn morning show, period.
Well, one of the questions I've always wondered, how do pubic hairs get on the walls of a shower? I mean, we're talking like 4 feet up. How does that happen?
It's just that one party has taken straight aim at the middle class. The Democrats.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. An Oakland police officer shot in the leg this evening is expected to be okay. It happened around 5:45 this afternoon near East 12th Street and 49th Avenue. Two suspects were reportedly taken into custody. Still no decision on the fate of an oyster farm, which has gone to court to try to keep operating in the Point Reyes National Seashore. The judge hearing the company's appeal today says she will rule at a later date. Taking a look at the roadways, there's a stall southbound 280 connector to eastbound 380, should be to the left side, and we've got a stall eastbound 80 and Appian Way in the third lane from the left. I'm Dave Hawk, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Connect with Hot Talk 560 KSFO 24/7 at KSFO.com.
Come on!
Like us on Facebook, on Twitter, at KSFO 560. iPhone and Android apps, online contests, breaking news, Patriot text alerts, and the ability to connect with like-minded conservatives all over the Bay Area. Interact with KSFO online at KSFO.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies.
One way or another, 2013 is going to cost you money, no matter what tax bracket you're in. So what happens to your finances and your retirement plans? What kind of adjustment should you make? I'm financial advisor Pat Vitucci, and if you're worried, we should talk. As an independent financial advisor, I think I can help. How well prepared are you and your investments as the government reaches farther into your pocket? As an independent advisor with 15 Bay Area offices, I'm not obligated to any particular type of investments. I will try to do what is best for you. Call me anytime, 800-472-8305. For a complimentary consultation, 800-472-8305, 800-472-8305. And check don'tinvestandforget.com for upcoming events. Pat Vitucci, 800-472-8305.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting InstaFlex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of InstaFlex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-936-9265. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting InstaFlex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. InstaFlex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-936-9265. Call now for your 2-week InstaFlex sample. 1-800-936-9265.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You know, Reverend C.L. Bryant is a former NAACP chapter president, okay? And he has a great movie called Runaway Slave, available on Amazon.com. The movie takes an insightful look into his belief that dependency on government entitlement programs is actually enslaving a large percentage of the United States. He now joins us to talk about this. Reverend Bryant, welcome back to the Savage Nation.
Thank you so much, Doctor, for having me on. I respect your work. I respect you. God bless and keep you.
Did you direct, write, and produce this movie? What was your actual involvement?
A part of all of the above. I created the concept for this film, and then I hired people, along with the aid of my friends at Freedom Works, to help me make the concept a reality on film.
Your film, Runaway Slave, is an insightful look at how liberal government policies have systematically re-enslaved the black population in the United States. Can you explain this in a little more detail for the savage audience?
The idea behind Runaway Slave is this. It took courage to say to the master, I don't want your food. I don't want your housing. I don't want your clothing. All I want, whatever it cost me, even if it cost my life, I'm going to gain my freedom for myself. What we see in modern-day America is that type of courage being sapped out of people who were once enslaved and are causing them to be re-enslaved to a governmental system. They now want the master's food. They want his clothing. They want him to house them. And the master wants to keep it that way. And we're saying that in the American DNA, there is a thirst for liberty and freedom. But government, the size, the scope, and the reach of big government, as Herman Cain says in the film, is the new plantation. And that is what we are warning people about. And that is what this film is about.
I mean, would people actually allow themselves to be enslaved if they knew what they were doing? What's the benefit to the individual? What, it's just easy? Is that it?
Because, as we state in the film, and that's Mason Weaver who makes this statement, the slave doesn't seek necessarily freedom. The slave seeks comfort. And that is how the government many times is in a, or able to re-enslave, because they prey upon the people who are in a situation where they feel that they could have more. And instead of having the intestinal fortitude to reach for that more for themselves, they take the government handout. The government says, here, you can't pay your mortgage? Here, let me pay it for you. Comfort. Here, you can't get a cell phone? Let me give you one. Comfort. And what do they want in exchange for that comfort? They want your vote. And once they start you voting in blocks like they have with black people in particular, then they have you enslaved. And that's the idea behind it.
So you're saying this entitlement mentality provides the catalyst for slavery?
Absolutely. Whenever I give you something, I can actually call upon you for favors. Once I have been your benefactor, then you owe me, whether you actually do or not. Mentally, you feel obligated to give this person what he's asking for. And in this big government society, in order to drive that type of mindset, they need your vote.
Well, do you think people want to be slaves?
No. No. Ignorance is the biggest hurdle that we are going to have to get over in this country. You walk down the street and ask the average American about the deficit. They can't tell you what the deficit is. They can't fathom $16 trillion. They can't the debt. They can't fathom $16 trillion. They have no clue, usually, who the vice president is. They have no clue that there's an incoming Secretary of State whose name is John Kerry, replacing Hillary Clinton. They have no clue as to the operations of government itself. Many of them, if you ask them, did the federal government create the states or did the states create the federal government? They would tell you that it's the federal government who created all this, when the truth is the states gave power to the Fed. We invented the Fed. The Fed did not invent the states. But most people don't realize the power that they have as individuals.
Okay, here's a loaded question. How do you feel about Barack Obama?
One thing that conservatives, Republicans have... One mistake we've made in regard to this person, Barack Obama, this president that we have now, Barack Obama, is this. And that is, he's stupid. He is stupid in the sense that he doesn't understand the inner workings and the greatness of the country that he, unfortunately, in my opinion, was elected to lead. But he's very, very adept at what he is designed to do, and that is to bring about a socialist agenda for this country. Make no mistake, he knows exactly what he is about in that particular arena. He understands how he wants to do it, and whether we want to admit it or not, he is methodically bringing about what he was chosen to do.
Does the GOP, the Republican Party, have any part in this historically or otherwise?
GOP, as far as the movie is concerned, has always been the party of individual freedom. However, lately, the GOP seemed to be GOP in name only. They are sacrificing their principles. They are running away from the idea of the republic itself. They are slowly giving away their souls to this idea of compromise. Surely, politics is a game that, yes, there's a give and a take. But the one thing that we cannot afford to give as conservatives in particular is our principles. The greatest landslide since George Washington was one who stood on principle, and that was Ronald Reagan. This president was not elected in a landslide. He won 26 states. Romney won 24 states. That's not a landslide. Reagan's elections, both of them, were landslides.
I'm struck by a phrase you use, Reverend, the new Underground Railroad. Can you explain what that means?
Yes. The slaves who ran away from the system, the slaves who had the courage to leave that system, had to do so in a clandestine fashion. And when you look at what has happened in our country, the thing that has struck me the most is how clandestine this particular entitlement mindset has crept into the fiber of the American people. We're looking at nearly 50% of American households who receive some type of government assistance. How do you reverse that? You must, in fact, plant an ideal in the minds of those people affected that you have to be self-sufficient. And that has to be done subliminally as well as overtly. We do it through the medium of film. And this is what Runaway Slave is all about. People have been infected by the strength of Hollywood, by the strength of the liberal media. Conservatives now have to be just as subtle in bringing about a new message and a new mindset through the same type of mediums. While we were putting out yard signs in this last election, they were using social media. We must wake up and understand that it is a new day, and we must fight this battle using the new weapons.
Is society just evolving in this pattern, or has someone been working behind the scenes to push us all off the cliff?
Oh, no. This has been a plan after 1965. The Great Society of Lyndon Johnson is where, in modern times, this movement actually began. The statement was made, and I forget who made it, but you can Google the statement, actually. The statement was made that God is dead, and he has been replaced by 50,000 social workers. And that came out of the Great Society administration of Lyndon Johnson. So it was by design. Black folks have been a test case for the rest of the country that is now beginning to emerge here in the 2012-2013. And if we are unsuccessful in reversing that trend, then the number of social workers will surely become God to many people in this country.
Reverend, what are some of your favorite moments in the film, and why should people go buy it? Go ahead, sell them.
There's one young man from Rock Hill, South Carolina. His name is Marvin Rogers. And when people watch this film, I've sat in numerous theaters around the country in the back looking at the reaction, looking for the reaction of people. And one of the most powerful moments in the film is when we reveal the fact that Eisenhower, in 1957, passed or tried to pass the first civil rights bill giving voting rights. And the two senators, one from Texas, one from Massachusetts, who opposed this bill were John F. Kennedy and Lyndon Baines Johnson, only to essentially pass the same bill nearly 9 years later. The hypocrisy that the Democrat Party has displayed over the past 40, 50, 60 years knows no bound. And the hypocrisy that they are engaged in now, and the game, the farce that they still play on many minorities, women, college students in this country now, still know no bounds. They have always been a party that has wanted to enslave masses of people. And there's still a party that want to enslave masses of people. And when that is revealed, I always hear an audible gasp in the audience.
Where can my audience buy your movie, Runaway Slave? I recommend it.
Go to Amazon and buy it there. You can go on Walmart.com and buy it there. And we ask everyone to visit the website, RunawaySlaveMovie.com, RunawaySlaveMovie.com. And, Michael, you can find my book at RevCLBryant.com.
Reverend C.L. Bryant, thanks for joining us on the Savage Nation. I'm going to send you a blockbuster, my new book, the powerful new thriller, and it's called A Time for War. And I ask, is China already at war with us? People ought to read it, A Time for War. This is Michael Savage. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Hey, welcome to 2013. This is year five of trillion-dollar deficits, year five of negative interest rates, year five of the Fed trying to pump up an economy while politicians stab it to death with higher taxes and massive new regulations. This is absolutely insane. It's like watching a slow-motion wreck. We are not a crash dummy. For over a decade, I've offered you an option that has increased in value over five times since 2002. Gold, gold, gold. Politicians thrive on keeping Americans in a perpetual state of emergency and fear. Not me. I'm informed. I'm reading The Great Debasement by Craig Smith for peace of mind. So protect your family. Get a free copy. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for the simple truth. Get a free copy of the book. Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN. Why don't you let me, Michael Savage, and Swiss America help you before these idiots in Washington destroy our children's future? Call 800-289-2646. Don't be a crash dummy.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to to donate your car. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
You're just a dumb, stupid peasant slave that works for me, paying taxes.
No.
You're like the bees in a hive. You make the honey and I steal it. And I put it in jars and use it any way I want. And you little bees, you keep making that honey.
Bees in the trap. Bees in the trap.
You bees keep making that honey. You work for me, Barack Obama, so I can go on vacation and spit on you. I can go wherever I want and spit on you with my haughty demeanor. And I'll get away with it because there is no press and there is no Republican Party.
The Savage Nation. Weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-T-A-X-D-E-A-L. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Cabrera takes strike three called, and the Giants have won the World Series in Detroit.
That night, 1.3 million people listened to our sister station, KNBR. Imagine if your company could be introduced to 1.3 million local potential customers. Here's your free opportunity to learn how to make that happen. We'll show you how to do it at our KNBR San Francisco Giants Build Your Brand Seminar, Tuesday the 29th at the Giants Clubhouse in AT&T Park. Seating is extremely limited and you must make a reservation to take advantage of this free opportunity. Call 415-995-6845 and join us in the clubhouse at AT&T Park on Tuesday the 29th. In today's crowded multimedia advertising environment, it is very difficult to get noticed. So call 415-995-6845 for this free seminar where our sister station KNBR will show you how to use the power of the San Francisco Giants to help make your company a champion.
Now, here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Microbes do not discriminate. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. I coined that phrase 30 years ago. Germs don't discriminate. They don't know if you're a good guy or a bad guy. They don't care. They don't care if you're a conservative or liberal. They don't care if you're funny or mean. They don't care what your race is, what your sexual orientation is. They don't care what country you came from. Microbes do not discriminate. So whoever you may be listening to the show tonight, the Savage Nation, understand one thing. Forget about my political orientation. It's unimportant. What's important is that you learn that not everything your government tells you is true. So it's good to have a cynic in radio who questions authority, as I do, and tells you you better not jump just because they tell you to jump. And just because they get a doctor wearing a usher's uniform from the CDC with epaulettes doesn't mean he knows what he's talking about. They're paid spokesmen for the government, which is directly tied to the pharmaceutical industry. In some cases, it can be wonderful. I'm not a proponent of avoiding all pharmaceuticals by any means. I want you to understand that. I think Western medicine is the most miraculous form of medicine on the planet. I'm talking specifically tonight about vaccines. I'm a big vitamin taker, a big herbal guy, wrote books on herbal medicine, homeopathy, botanicals I know a lot about. But on the other hand, I've used an awful lot of life-saving regular medicines. Flu vaccine? No, I wouldn't take it. And there's a couple of reasons. The reasons are quite simple. They have to guess, first of all, what the vaccine should be made of. So they choose 3 to 5 strains of influenza A out of 250-plus strains, right? And if they don't guess the right one, you're going to get sick. So you're putting your faith in the CDC's ability to guess the one that might be a pandemic. So what did they do this year? They guessed right on 2 of the strains and wrong on 1 of the strains. So the flu vaccine is rather ineffective. Now, on the other hand, people say, which risk would you rather take? 1 in 1 million of a side effect or 1 in 10,000 risk of being hospitalized or dying? So they say take the flu vaccine, and many of you did. I believe the risks of the flu shot, on the other hand, the risks outweigh any benefit. Formaldehyde is in the common flu shot. It's a known carcinogen. Another ingredient in the flu shot is a mercury-containing compound called thimerosal, which impairs neurological and immune systems. There are also detergents, antibiotics, chemicals, and allergens like polysorbate 80 that causes infertility, including other ingredients that are unsafe for human consumption. In fact, the CDC itself lists some of these ingredients on its own website, but they will then say, quote, there is no evidence of harm caused by the small amounts of thimerosal and flu vaccine. I'm not convinced, though. You may say, well, I took the shot and the flu didn't kill me. But when you're older and you get ALS or Alzheimer's disease or MS, or you watch your kid develop seizures, or your kid becomes autistic, God forbid, what are you going to say? Are you going to say it's related to the small amounts of mercury and other contaminants, or preservatives, rather, and such, in the flu vaccine? You don't know that. But why increase the chances of inducing such illnesses in yourself and your children? That's a big question. It's one you're going to have to make up for yourself. It's easy to just go along with the program. It's easy to go along with the government program. But I'll ask you a question. Did Harry Reid get a flu shot? Did Barack Obama take a flu shot? Did Barack Obama's lovely family take a flu shot? Did Joe Biden take a flu shot? Who took a flu shot in the government? Would you know? Which of the Mandarins took the flu shot? Which of the Mandarins took the flu shot? For years, I've been calling for drug testing, mandatory drug testing for all of our public servants. Because most of the things they're doing indicate that they're using high amounts of prescription drugs and high amounts of illegal substances. They're crazy. Most of them are nuts. They're like drug addicts, like Hitler was. They're not Hitler, but the entire Nazi regime was on drugs. So why should we assume that this government's not on drugs? Now, that's a separate story, but it's tied into this. And now that I have your attention, we'll say it again. You go to work for a corporation, you have to pee in a cup. They're running the corporation called the United States of America, and they don't pee in a cup. And their decisions look like they're on drugs. So let's go back now to the issue at hand. We won't deal with the other one right now. It's too embarrassing to even contemplate what I just said. So as I say, you know, buyer beware. Don't just run into it because the government media complex tells you that you must have it, it's good for you. I'm trying to give you the other side of the story. Let's put it to you that way. And I hope that I've helped you somewhat.
Savage.